It's the Tiltcast, episode 93, A Wild Pavement Appears.
Pavement users reflect.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Steam sales, Walking Dead, Lollipop Chainsaw, and a shit ton of news.
It was super effective.
Yeah, that flying dumpster.
Plus five.
Hey, it's the Tiltcast, and we are back. And it is a jumbo-sized episode because, well, fuck, we got
Holly got fat.
I got fat.
Gordo.
So, of course, I'm going to introduce the red shirts first. And across from me, I have the Drunkasaurus Rex with his red shirt on. And then to his, doesn't matter what direction, by him is Victor.
Holding his hand.
Holding his hand, as a Vicky should. Say what's up, Vic.
What's going on, guys?
And, of course, we got Trent over here.
Yeah. So.
And, of course, we got Holly, you heard earlier, so.
Yeah, that's me, the fat one.
So fat. So, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Don't breathe too hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah. You only got so much space over there.
No.
Maybe if you breathe between french fries in your mouth.
Yeah, don't breathe and swallow at the same time.
Yeah. Sound like Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger in space.
Yeah.
A seal getting clubbed.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sounds.
But, so yeah, we're going to be doing things. Holly had mentioned mixing some things up with the format tonight. So we'll be mixing it up a little bit. So, starting with Trent.
What's up?
What you been up to?
Work.
I figured you'd be long-winded, so I'd take get ready first.
Fuck, dude. I was working.
Working.
Lots of working, lots of insanity, padded rooms, websites, you know.
Well, you guys played a Mass Effect multiplayer this weekend, right?
Yeah, we did.
Right before the new map patch came out.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. Did pretty good.
Yeah?
I think we lost one match due to a glitch.
Yeah.
Where it was an objective match and the damn thing dropped, but now the thing we're supposed to carry dropped underneath the map so we couldn't get to it.
Just keep in mind that if you're trying to carry something, don't go invisible because that'll fuck your day up.
Yeah, so I told
Hopefully
her.
Hopefully they patched it because that new DLC came out yesterday.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, okay, you can't run with it, but then she went invisible and I was like, that probably counts as running. it's a cheat. And all you can do is walk real normal, slow when you're carrying things to objectives now. And I was like, damn it. Anyways, that one, and then I think we actually got our asses handed to us on a different map, which was Geth, I think, unfortunately. But I was in charge, so it was a lot of, Reaper matches.
You like fighting the Reapers?
I love fighting the Reapers.
You know what I don't like is the fucking Banshees.
Oh, I love them. I love them, man.
Have you gotten in on some? No, you don't have Mass Effect 3 yet.
No, I've watched some YouTube on it, but I have not. I beat Mass Effect 2 finally. I mean, I was at the last one. And I'm like, okay, it's been like a month. I've been sitting just staring at this damn thing. I need to get it back on here and play.
Yeah.
Do you have enough time to beat it before you leave for basic?
3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to borrow it?
I'm sure I can get some gaming in.
You want to borrow it? Or do you have
it? daily, multiple times.
Yeah, do you already have it?
I don't have Mass Effect 3.
Do you want to borrow it?
I will need to borrow it.
Okay, just grab it for me before you leave tonight and play through. Just bring it back to me before you're off on the chair for us.
And of course,
yeah, you still got my Portal.
Yeah, I've got Portal 2. I got finished. I need someone to play multiplayer with.
Well, I would do that, but you're borrowing my copy.
Exactly.
I got a copy you could borrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was creeping on Holly's gamer points, and she actually has Portal also. So.
I do have it.
Maybe.
Oh. I mean, not that I don't mind those sounds and face you just made. Those are great. But what does this mean?
Even with the jelly roll.
I don't know.
Well, it's like, you just keep watching. It's like she made the face over and over, just smaller exaggerations of it.
She was excited. You heard the gasp, and then you heard it wheeze out.
Sometimes she moves, and I hear like what sounds like a fart or a laugh, but then she's just looking like...
It's like watching an albino Tootsie Roll walk
out. I just have more places that you can, you know,
stick it.
Now
we're on the same page. I'm liking this.
I can rest my dick on her belly roll in between.
Find the wet spot.
In between bouts.
There we go. That flower.
Well, I sweat a lot. Especially now, so it's...
Sorry, when I'm in the room, it gets a little sweaty. Sorry. But not some heat.
When I'm in the womb, it gets pretty sweaty.
Oh, you're going extra deep.
No, womb.
The womb.
Anyways.
best looks like
I'm, I that's might have it, way. But I don't know for sure.
You'll know when you have it, Holly. You'll know. You'll know for 2-3 days afterwards, too.
Oh, yeah, until the results come back.
Yeah, and then I've got it for good.
Yeah.
It's you're a welcome. Gift that keeps on giving.
You're welcome. That was free. I didn't even charge
you. Anyways.
Hey, I'm sorry, Hiv. You so, give yourself AIDS.
Back to what I was doing. Yeah. Mass Effect on Saturday. That was a hoot.
A hoot.
Yeah. I spent all week on Steam after work and during the entire weekend. I did a Potterthon with a friend of mine while I was getting tattooed. She was giving me some tattoos, so we put on some Harry Potter. And
is that why you're up so fucking late?
Yeah, fucking getting
Potterthon.
Potterthon, man. You know how long those fucking movies are? Shit, I call it Potterthon.
What is that, like 7 movies now?
8.
8.
Yeah, 8.
Longer than Ron Weasley's wand, I hear.
Yes.
They're pretty long.
Yes. Even when it's broken half. Which does happen.
Well, I'm not the biggest fan. More power to you.
It's one of those things where I'm a big fan of the last three. Those are like the best. The others are just kind of build up, but the last three are...
The throw somebody under the bus. I remember I went over to Jason's house when he lived here in town. Because these movies have been going on a while.
Yeah.
And he was just drunk off his ass watching Potter. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah, I heard of this. Yeah.
It's like, it's cool.
He's like, it's pretty cool. I've been able to watch like 3 of them already.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right.
They're actually
like, when are you going to the bar? He's like, I got 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever.
It's one of those where I got into him because my friend Julie Ball wanted me to go see Order of the Phoenix with her.
Right. Was that like 3 or 4?
That was like number 5 or 6. I think it was number 5. Yeah, it's number 5. And I hated it. I hated Order of the Phoenix. I thought it sucked balls. It really pissed me off. The editing sucked. You couldn't tell when a scene ended and another one started because it would just be black room and then boom, another scene. You're just like, what the fuck? But the 4 before that are kind of kiddish until you get to like Goblet of Fire. It starts to get a little bit more adult. And then by the time you hit 6, 7, and 8, it's like all adult people are dying left and right. Fucking blood. All kinds of carnage and shit. And it's actually a good fucking story. It really is. It's your typical... fucking saga, you know, where you got good versus evil. So, it's just they got some gay shit like chocolate frogs that jump everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's something for the younger viewers are getting in, but the kind of, the story adapted with the age
of that's why I like, that's why I love it. That's why I always tell people is the first three are really kiddish. The first one's extremely kiddish.
Think of the age of the
And that's the thing is it was appealing to kids who were reading the books at that age, and as it progressed, it went up into where they were like 17 and 18 now. So it was more adult oriented in some aspects.
Or 27.
And stuff. Yeah, or 27.
Or 27.
Yeah. And also, I mean, Ralph Fiennes, I love Ralph Fiennes as an actor, always has, in Strange Days and stuff like that. And him as Voldemort is like fantastic. He does such a great job. So,
fair enough.
Great cast. But, anyways, we did that. I got my Bioshock tats done on my wrists.
Hell yes. You got the
which
chains.
Are scabbed at the moment, but yeah. And I got my fingers touched up again.
Put some oil on that?
Yeah, I've been doing some. Lotion and all that. Personally made. Anyways,
not like a home batch.
Handmade. but I spent a lot of time on Steam.
You gotta bait them.
Yeah, we gotta bait them. Anyways, I spent a lot of time on Steam buying games. Cause
how many
doing
of you?
The, I don't even know how many.
I gave myself.
Let me put it this way. I had $600 in my bank account that I had set aside out of all the money I have. I put $600 aside just for leisure and I'm down to like $200.
Fucking shit.
But that was also food, you should, cigarettes.
You should wait for flash sales.
No, I don't know. I have been. No, dude, you don't know. I've been buying a lot.
Who else has been using Steam the last week? Well, I know you haven't, Victor. Nope. Rex, you've been using the PC gamer.
Hey, I've been retroing it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Aaron's wanting to get in on it, though. It's supposed to tell you to contact him.
About?
Steam.
What about?
Just he's going to start getting games on it.
Oh, sweet. No. Oh,
he's been torrenting everything so far.
No, fuck
well,
that.
Dude,
no.
Dude, you can buy, like, I bought Batman Arkham City.
Yeah, you picked that up for, like,
I was telling him, it's basically, you get all the benefits and the updates and the DLC and everything, and it's, you can use it on your computer, you don't just have it
but
saved.
With the Steam sales, how much did you pay for the entire Batman Complete Package for
the
Arkham
complete,
City?
Okay, so the Complete Package right now on Amazon is $40. I paid $23.
For
and I,
everything for
and
City.
It's on PC, and I got all the DLC and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, like they have the Dead Space double pack right now for like $9. Both Dead Space 1 and 2. They got the Grand Theft Auto series from 1 to 5 plus Liberty City is like $12 right now. For the
it was on a flash sale for $4.99
That was for just part five.
No, not five. Five's not out.
I mean part four. I mean, that was just for part four's.
Thanks, yeah, but you could get four, which was Liberty City's Liberty City Story,
or Ballad of Gay Tony, Liberty City, and just the actual game itself.
Or so. It's the Something in the Damned. I can't remember. But anyways, long story short, it was a shitload of games that normally used getting all of that plus DLC cost you about $50.
Yeah,
which, you know, DLC never goes on sale when you. I mean, it does sometimes on Xbox Live, but nothing like this.
No, usually when DLCs go on sale on Xbox Live, you're looking at like a 800 point to. Decrease to not even that, most of the times decrease to like 600, and you're like, that's a fucking not a big deal. But and then at the same time, it's just kind of shitty. But right now, I mean, every day it's like countless games being thrown on sale and just great stuff too. Like, I know Darkness 2 is up for grabs right now for one of the flash sales, where the way they're doing it is there's four games that get thrown up and they have the community vote as to which one they want. Three, and whichever one gets the most votes will go on sale for whatever the set discount, usually up to 75-80%. Darkness is up there right now, I think, for 50% off is the vote right now, and that's for Darkness 2, which just came out like not too long ago. They've already got Torchlight 2, which comes out later this month, I think at
13.
Something like $13 discounted. They also have Orcs Must Die 2 at 10% off right now, which takes it from $14.99 to like $13. Not a big deal. That comes out on the 30th. So yeah, LA Noir for like $5. The Stalker, I know they have the entire Stalker series somewhere on there.
Yeah, right now. It's the 75% off on Stalker, and then
Super Meat Boy for like $2.50 or something like that.
Yeah, but like on these flash sales, like right now, I voted for Payday.
Yeah, I have that. You should. It's a really good game. You should pick it up if you can.
But, yeah, Dead Space 2 right now, 75% off at $4.99.
Yeah, Terraria, was that Risen? Go down on the flash sales. Yeah, Risen 2.
For $33.
Yeah, that's 33% off. I mean, it's good deals, and Risen 2 is a pretty good
game. By the time you listen to that, that'll have changed, but it's just, like, I bought, the bigger ones that I bought Skyrim finally on PC.
Yeah.
50% off, so I bought it for $25.
So there's a big one, that Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah, $19.99 right now.
Yeah, you can't beat that. You know, usually $40.
See, that's the exact reason I don't get on there. Because I'm very impulsive.
Yeah.
Burn $200 and be like, I got a great deal, but $200 poor, Jesus, and I can't play all these damn games in 2 years.
You're losing money by not buying it.
We talk about DayZ all the time, and right now, Arma 2, Combined Operations. Which is what
you need that in order to play it. Right. It's usually $30, so it's a little bit discount right now. But I picked up The Walking Dead for like $12, and that's for the whole series.
The season pass, basically.
Yeah. So the game. And I've been playing that, and that's been a lot of fun.
That beats $5 an episode.
Yeah. And it's been really fucking fun. So I've actually already played through the first two episodes that are out now, and I'm actually going back through and playing a dickhead. So just see what happens. I already like... It sucks because you're
Since you brought that up,
yeah.
Don't give away any spoilers, but I've heard that once you get to episode two, like, no choice is the right choice. No matter what, you're going to fuck somebody over. Is that pretty much true?
Talking about just basically... You're going to fuck somebody over. From what I can tell, there's certain ways you can go about doing stuff to where... Okay, well, here's something that's not a really big spoiler. It's just an event that happens in the game where you have to choose, but it's nothing really major. It's like
you choose between two people.
Two people that are basically in the situation. And in this situation, if you choose one of them, you save them, but the other one dies right then and there, and somebody gets pissed about it. But if you choose to save the other one, they still die. And the other person comes up and gets the other one, but doesn't fucking help you. So the guy... who got pissed at everybody is actually just pissed at them, and you still get to where you need to go. The other guy feels guilty, you know? So,
well, you'll still have progression. It's just it's really just about how the story unfolds.
It's about the character development, how people treat you, as well as how you treat other people. You're going to have your allegiances and your loyalties. You're going to have times where you test them, and there's times where who you have an allegiance with can really benefit you in certain points where it's kind of you're fucked otherwise, so you better hope that person still likes you. You know, otherwise, you're going to be in a little bit of a tight situation. The story is really good so far.
There's some glitchy shit in there because it's really just an adventure game.
Yeah.
But for the story, it's really entertaining. It's really entertaining.
Yeah, the dialogue's really well written. If you like the show, if you like the comic, you'll like this.
It's probably a little more true to the comic.
True to the comic. I'm just saying, if you like the dialogue in the show, it fits with this as well as the comic does. The characters are actually direct from the comic, who they're supposed to be, what they look like, and how they are, not so much how they are on the show, which is good.
Yeah, so. I think it's kind of neat, too. The art style, and it's very much cel-shaded, very comic book.
Yeah, well, it is. It's the same art style that they use in the comic. Kind of that little, like, with the beards and stuff. They have really nice detail on the sides, but I think it's just like you know, scribbles.
Yeah,
scribbles and wild hairs going everywhere. So it's actually pretty much how they did it in the comics. But it's really fun. It is kind of like, you know, it changes things. Like, at the beginning, you were talking about the other week when we were on the show talking about, you were talking about how you're in a place and you can choose to travel by day or by night.
Yeah.
And which way you do it kind of changes what happens, but it changes how you get somewhere in a way, but it still pretty much gets you to the same place.
It changes it. It's very much choose your own adventure, and that's what I liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much just about the story. And glitches aside, like I said, it's not really very combat-based or anything like that. It's just a modern point-and-click adventure, basically.
Well, you spend a lot of time walking around, which is different than what they did with other Telltale games, which I was happy to see, because you can actually control him with the your usual directional keys and make him walk around in the maps and investigate stuff rather than just clicking on things and he just automatically walks over there, which is kind of nice. But you can actually still click and he'll walk over there if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, fun game.
Right on.
Can't wait for the next episode in August.
Anything else that you played?
No, not really. I mean, I purchased Red Faction, finally.
Guerrilla, or...?
No, Armageddon. I didn't like Guerrilla too much, but I wanted Armageddon. I've already beaten it on Xbox, but I wanted it. I just didn't want to pay more than $13 for it. And I bought Back to the Future.
Nice.
You'll be talking about some of that next week.
Maybe. I'll probably get around to playing. I booted it up and started playing it, and I was just like, wow, this is really insane. So...
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Oh, yeah, so have I. Yeah, I've heard it's got...
That's kind of the weird thing about Telltale is, like, you kind of have... It's like a 50-50 thing. I mean, game's either going to be really a really good point-and-click adventure game or it's going to be kind of bad.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of sad to say, because I was really excited about Jurassic Park, and from what you told me, I'm just like, I'm not even going to worry about it.
I am going to go back through and play it some more. I just got really bored with it, because it just, you know, it was just mainly a lot of that. You're in a pain looking around and stuff. You're not really... doing a whole lot of things. It's a lot of quick time cinematic stuff that I was just kind of like, eh. I like the way Walking Dead did it. It's more refined, more simple. You don't really have to exert a lot of it. It's one of those games you just basically can play as a cinematic experience and just sit back. You don't have to like really intensely get into it. So
there's not very much in that really requires a lot of attention. I mean, there's a couple points you're like, oh, I better be bashing some buttons, but
it's more
about the story than anything else.
It's more like when you're doing dialogue, you have a really quick bar that goes down, and it does move pretty fast sometimes, and you're trying to read through four different responses, the last one usually being just dot, dot, dot. You don't say anything. And some of the responses are kind of long, so it's more the intense part comes like when you're trying to read all of them really fast to see what your choice is and make that split decision as to what's this going to do.
So did you try to be quiet the second time you're going through? Do you try just the complete psychopathic,
I'm being an asshole. Yeah, I'm being an asshole. I've skipped dialogue on some things. I'm being nice to the main story character, which is Clementine. Everybody knows about her. I'm being nice to her for the most part, but being brutally honest about everything with her, which I think actually hasn't really reflected too badly.
Yeah.
She actually is kind of treated like she did when you were really nice and sugarcoated everything, but she's a kid, you know. We'll see how that turns out in the end. But everybody else, though, I'm pretty much being a dick to.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Was it like in Mass Effect, I noticed a lot. You could tell what response was going to give you, a Paragon or a...
Were we talking about Mass Effect?
No, but I'm saying, as choices go, you know, top's good, middle's neutral, bottom's bad.
No, not so much. I thought that was the case at first, because I thought the first one was pretty much a neutral, or at least a nice one. Second was a little bit of attitude. Third would be major attitude. But I've noticed that sometimes when I've chosen the third one, it actually hasn't been attitude at all. It's just been very, you know, either direct and serious or showing concern. It just changes, so you really have to pay attention to what you're choosing.
Okay, so I was thinking for ease of, if you want to go through it just an asshole the whole time, you could just pick, you know, repeatedly B.
Just hit the no remark.
Whatever
speak. Just go. Just push up, and a lot might be the last one. And but you do have to make decisions, which are kind of cool, because there's a lot of times where it's like, save this person or save this person, and that does carry consequences, especially with their family or their friends or people who have relationships with them. And it's pretty crazy sometimes, some of the shit that you have to choose between. Because, I don't know. Everybody has their, I hate to say it, comes down to who do you think benefits you most. But it really kind of does come down to that. So, anyways, that's what I've been doing.
Fair enough. Kind of round-robin a little bit. What about you, Rex?
I finally got around to playing Fable 3.
How disappointed were you?
You can be honest, because me and Trent hate it, but you might like it.
I really like this kind of this old school kind of colonial steampunk thing they got going on. That is cool.
I don't mind the style of it.
No.
If not for it being the same fucking game as the first one.
See, I like Fable 2.
See, Fable 2 to me was the crowning Fable achievement. I really like Fable 2.
Well, and I'll at least say that, because, and obviously I'm playing on the PC, but
Steam sale. Should have done it.
Yeah, they have
it's like there, $5.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting on Steam, because I will come out with like half my paycheck gone.
He's like, you know, I could get a few more thousand if I just sold my car.
Yeah.
That's great deals. I can pretty much buy every deal they have going for the next month.
Like, if I go house to house stealing the neighborhood kids, sell them.
I was going to sell Holly's cab.
Yeah.
No one would buy that cab.
Some horny old lady would. It fucks all day long.
It doesn't do that anymore.
Because you don't ask it to.
Starting putting saltpeter in
the face. You don't pay as much attention to it anymore.
But yeah.
You give it that look, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, no, that's not true. I pet my pussy all the time.
You got to look around with your
pants. I need a shot. Anybody else?
Yeah. It's like, Rex, see my pussy.
Go ahead, Rex. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I mean, I really thought they might change up some. I have been looking at the new Kinect one that they're talking about doing, where it's actually...
Well, it's on rails. I will say that.
Yeah, and which I think is just going to trade one bad thing for the other, but...
Well, so how far are you to Fable 3?
Quarter way. I keep drinking too much and passing out at my desk.
No such thing. Don't say that. No drinking too much. I keep drinking and then having a wonderful night of sleep.
So...
Well, I'm in training for this wonderful party coming up, so...
Fair enough.
I should probably train for that, too.
Yeah, you need to train for the Dirty 30 Justin Adventure.
So
let me tell you what I don't like about it. I don't like the way it ends, and I hate the inventory system.
Yeah.
So the second one, you have an inventory.
Yeah.
The third one, you go to a dressing room, and you got shit, like, lined up, and you can only pick up, like, one, you know, like, your set of weapons at a time.
Not to mention, if you're going to cast John Cleese in a video game, give him an actual important part.
Well, he's sort of important.
He just sits in a fucking room and talks to you when you come in. That's all he fucking does. It's John fucking Cleese. Show the man some respect.
I know. Me and you were excited about that. Like, John Cleese.
Yeah, I was like, John fucking Cleese, dude. That's awesome.
I know I specifically dislike how long it took me to find the fucking save.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's what's his face? Peter Molyneux doing his, I'm going to create something new in a system that everybody's going to use, and nobody really liked that system. I can be cool with him always coming up with new ideas and always trying to innovate. That's cool. But playtest it and find out that there's a lot of gamers out there that would not get into that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he playtested it. I don't know what people like that, but they're on crack.
Yeah. Actually, that was his demographic.
Compared
to other games that have like similar item choices and stuff, you would need a Switch, but not always. You know, you got item selections. Zelda: A Link to the Past, I think, was fairly easy to access do stuff like that. Legend of Zelda. I mean, they had it figured out.
Well, it's just like when you play so many games like Baldur's Gate or Dragon Age or Fallout or any of these other things where you have like a shitload of inventory and you're like, I love swapping out gear for certain situations. I know you're the exact same way, Victor. Magic resistance set, you got your fucking armor, you know, your regular armor, you got your like fire resistance set, you know, things like that, you know? And you don't really have that kind of hot swapping action going on with Fable 3. So, anyways, I mean, that's my bitch.
I agree with most of what you're saying.
If you like the game, though, I mean, don't let me hate on
it. No. I'm telling you what I think.
Yeah, so you should check out more of it. And then once you've gotten through the whole game, then come back with an opinion and say, hey, I really like this, or hey, I hated it. But
I already won't.
You
already convinced me.
Well, I shouldn't do that.
Damn you and your presence, Nos, soaking into my brain.
No, I mean,
talking about
I know what you're talking about. It's just fucking stupid.
Not trying to be smart.
Yeah, I still just need to finish it up. Obviously, I just haven't had time really to play a whole lot between working till 9 every night and having a half hour drive home. Have gotten to play with some new cool tech stuff.
Cool.
Most of that will come up in news. Kind of newsy
stuff.
Okay,
well, the more newsy stuff we'll leave till later. Yeah, anything else interesting happen over the weekend?
Stuff I can't talk about.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Not on air.
It's an embargo, huh?
Yeah.
She was that young?
Nine of them, you said.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they're cheers.
Oh, boy.
I'm waiting for one of them to throw up in their mouth.
Just never happened.
Just better not be on me.
Yeah.
So, Holly, what about you?
What about me? Well...
What about Holly?
I've had a very strange week. I mean, obviously, just
the things you can't talk about.
Working with Trent, yeah.
That was exciting.
That was just weird as hell. Now, so there's a guy that lives on the other side of this building. That way?
Yeah.
He lives on the very end of it, but his apartment faces mine. Like, his balcony faces mine. And he's the one, like, if you guys remember I think it was last week that I was talking about how I was walking around just wearing, you know,
It's just louder now.
You know, walking around just in my underwear and bra, and then I saw the guy, oh my god.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Can you not pour a quiet cup of soda?
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead, Ollie.
Make the bowls.
So, he's the one that was sitting outside, like, smoking a cigarette whenever I realized that someone was out there that could see into my apartment.
As you were walking around, probably.
As I was walking around in underwear. Yesterday, I was sitting there watching Supernatural, and my door is slightly open because I let my cat go outside and come back in whenever he wants to, so I normally just kind of leave it cracked so he's got enough room to go through. Well, I'm sitting there and I hear someone yell, "Hey, are you playing Batman?" I'm just like, this fucking person talking to me? Like, what is going on? So I kind of look over and I see that he is outside on his balcony. So I kind of open the door and I'm like, are you talking to me? And he was like, yeah. Are you playing Arkham City? I was just like, no, I'm just watching TV right now. And he was like, oh, well, I just see you to your apartment. I can see your, the cardboard cutout that I have.
That's creepy.
No, this way.
In my defense, I was nowhere near who that is.
It wasn't you. I know that.
Yeah.
No.
It wasn't me.
So then he asks me if I'm excited for the new movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course I am. And he's like, are you going to go to the midnight showing? And I was like, probably not because I have to work the next morning. I don't know when I'm going to see it. And he's like, well, I've got an extra ticket. I was like, well, yeah, I'm busy. I don't know when I'm going to have time. You know, he's like, okay.
Did he have a corsage with a ticket or what?
No.
The older, younger guy?
He looked like he was around my age.
Okay.
So, I mean, he wasn't, like, old or anything like that. Yeah, about 12.
he just openly admitted to looking into your apartment.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And then, like, so that happens, and I was just like, you know, thanks anyway. And he's like, no problem. As I'm about to go to bed, I go outside to get my cat. And I don't know if he's, like, he goes over to the other side sometimes. And I was looking for him, and I looked back inside.
He's a spirit planeswalker.
Yeah. Oh.
He goes to the other side.
Yeah. So I was looking for him, and I was just, like, making my little clicking sound that he answers to.
Ghost cat.
The guy answers to?
No, my cat. Emilio, my cat. And he's outside again, like, the guy.
Yeah.
Across the way is outside again, and he was like, your cat's on the other side. And I was just like, what the fuck?
See, that's where you went wrong right there. I'd been like, your pussy's over there.
I know, it's like, I can't walk around like I want to in my apartment because I feel weird that this guy is just going to be staring at me the entire time.
Close your damn blinds.
I don't like doing that.
Wear some coconuts and a fig leaf then. Rock it out. He'll be like, what the fuck is this? And he'll close his own blinds.
Just walk around the apartment one day with a dick. Just,
you know,
a fake dick.
I think we'll be able to see that loaded.
But actually, one day
climb
you
a ladder to change a light. And there'll just be this honking fucking
big rubber dong hanging out of the bottom. Yeah. Or better yet, okay, this is what happens. I'll give you some card to go to Incredible Pizza. You can drive go-karts all afternoon, and I will walk around naked in your apartment.
With your same hairdo.
I'll wear, yeah. Wear a wig.
I'll get you a wig.
Wear a wig. I'll wear a holy mask. I would wear a holy mask.
You just wear my bra.
And then I'd walk around and be like, this mother. He'd either be like, first off, he'll cry to himself because it's way bigger than he'll ever be. Or he'll be like, this woman has a dick. I'm still into that, and he'll come over, and then I'll have to run out the back door.
And like, well, the thing that I'm thinking is, like, I really hope that, like, whenever I was laying down last night to go to sleep, I'm just sitting there hoping, like, I don't want to hear someone knocking on my door.
That's not knocking.
I don't want someone
He's
knocking.
He's leaning really close to the eye hole now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's his dick getting into your door before he does.
He's
trying to pick the lock with his master key. His skeleton key. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Skeleton. If it gets too weird, I mean, me and Trent live around the corner and go kick somebody's ass. So.
No, like, I don't think he was... He wasn't being intentionally
super creepy.
I think he was just being nice. No,
he's not being like stalker creepy. He's just being, you know.
He didn't ask my name or, you know, anything like that.
But he admitted looking in your living room and saying.
But I do that too. Like the people, the lesbian couple that was over there before. Like I would, you know, they leave their blinds open and they would leave their lights on all the time. So I'd look over. No, they were the big.
Oh, and I mean, honestly, people watching.
I would have written them a letter then.
And your neighbor tans naked.
Well, they didn't walk around like that, and they were rarely ever.
I don't want to watch the Vagina Olympics again tonight. Close your fucking blinds.
I couldn't see anything like that. Like their bedroom was always.
You just saw feet in the air.
Well, no, and like the guy now, like he leaves his blinds closed, so I can't see into his apartment.
Yeah, because that's where his fucking binoculars and telescope are.
Well, then you got to know he's not that bad because those really weirdos get off of that crap and they leave their stuff open so you can see them making
biscuits and eggs naked as fuck.
She's seen that I can cook. This will make her want me.
I'd come out there and just pop up a chair and start grilling some burgers outside your place.
I told you the other day. I was like, just pick your nose, smell your armpits.
Rex and I are going to be out there.
Yeah, just smell
what's more of this bird?
Pick your nose.
Yeah.
Do a snot rocket right off the balcony. Stuff like that. You know, just be really gross.
Well, you admitted to last week just seeing the cherry of a cigarette.
Yeah, whenever I was, like, kissing... Well, no, whenever...
Like 2 inches from her face when she woke up.
Yeah. No, that
Hi.
Would be, terrible.
You like that, man?
My chest.
Well, yeah, whenever I was walking around, like, I had been walking around all day, and just in my bra and my underwear, and then at night, before I was going to bed, like, I was going to my bedroom, or I was eating Emilio or something like that.
On my calendar.
I don't know, it was last week sometime, before the podcast. I think it was, like, Saturday or Sunday.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Not anymore. I can't do that anymore unless my blinds are closed.
Close the blinds, but leave the other door open.
Wow. Get to go back.
Anyways,
So I'm walking around, and it's, you know, obviously it's dark outside now. And I'm walking through my living room just in what I was wearing. And I see someone's, like, I just see, like, this dark figure. Like, I could barely even see his figure. But I see the cherry light up on the cigarette, and I'm just like, oh, God. So I put clothes on. I put a shirt on. I didn't put anything else on, but they can't see anything because I'm really short anyway.
So am I.
Yeah, so it was weird. Fair Other enough. Than that, though, and in work.
Let's say me and John went out for a beer and then ran into you and you're like, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not going to drink alone, so...
So you're going to drink with me.
Yeah, so we drank a lot. You drank a lot more than I did, though, because for every beer I had... Yourself. You had a Malibu and Coke.
Well, I had my double tall Malibu and Coke.
So?
I had like, I think by the end of the night I had about 5 or 6.
You were a little trash when I left.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
It was good.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
And then we saw Spider-Man too.
Yeah, we did. Was that Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, because we were drunk and making plans and she was like, I was like, I want to see a movie. I want to see Spider-Man. She's like, we should see Spider-Man in the morning. I was like, in the morning? She's like, that's the best time to see it because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap as dirt.
And it is.
And so she told me to call her when I woke up or vice versa so we could get there early. And I called her and you were like still hungover.
But I was super awake on the phone. Like I wasn't hungover. Like I'm just, sometimes whenever I'm hungover, I'm just super awake. But I'm not going to eat anything or anything like that. But I knew I had to, so I ate
popcorn?
Nachos.
Oh, nachos.
Yeah. Something.
But yeah, so we went and saw Spider-Man, and that really wasn't that bad.
No,
I think it overstayed its welcome a little bit. It's a little long.
Overstayed its welcome.
But, I mean, overall, this Spider-Man...
But it's Emma Stone, and it's okay.
I would watch her for like 8 hours, and then I'd get bored, but 8 hours is good.
But, yeah, the new Spider-Man is definitely not Tobey Maguire, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, he did so much better than Tobey Maguire. He was so much better than Tobey
Maguire. Go on any version of Spider-Man. I'm going comic book nerd on this. You've got any version of Spider-Man ever made goes nothing with that movie.
Have you seen this one?
No, I haven't. But
okay, then
from
watch
what
it.
I saw in the previews.
And then you can bitch about it or not bitch
about
it.
Well, I'm sure it's probably great, but you can't call it Spider-Man.
It's you can definitely call this one Spider-Man. They take some liberties with the luchador thing and things like that. Like, he falls into a mat, onto a luchador mat, and sees the mask idea and then makes his mask off that. But some of the sarcasm from Spider-Man that you normally get was a lot better in this instead of the emo McGuire thing.
You're dealing with the actor difference. Definitely, I guarantee the cast in this one's 10 times better.
Yeah, it is.
Not that I didn't like those boobs upside down being made out with in the rain, but...
Who was it?
Kirsten...
Kirsten Dunst? Dunst? Yeah. I don't know.
Like Billy Corgan. It's Billy Corgan.
Her floppy
Billy Corgan. That's funny.
If you ever put... If you take
old
the
pumpkin
hair off,
action.
If you take the hair off her, she looks like Billy
he's
Corgan.
He's got a point.
That's freaky, because he's completely bald, and he plays for pumpkins, but anyways... I was kind of offended that they went so crazy off it, but I'll watch it. I mean, a good movie's a good movie.
Oh, I really think you should check it out. And the reason I think you should
tomorrow,
check it...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Batman.
I won't be seeing it tomorrow, though.
No, but we should all get together on Friday and see it.
Because I work in the morning.
Well, then we're going Friday.
Yeah, I'm down for... If everybody wants to go on Friday, I really want to go.
If there's any tickets available anywhere in town.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be hard to find
tonight,
tickets, and it's going to be busy as hell. We'd have to get there really, really early. That's the problem.
I can't go.
Oh, that's right.
I have a birthday party I have to go.
Oh,
what about
Saturday?
Probably not.
Because if we went Saturday, we could go during the day. Yeah. It's not going to be as busy and it'll still be cheap.
Why not, Trent?
Work.
What time?
I got all day. Why not go in the office, but I have a lot of work I got to catch up on. Yeah.
You can bring a laptop in there.
Not going to do this.
Not really.
Load your Wi-Fi antenna.
Well, we'll talk about this after the show. We'll figure something out. Whatever they want to go. Elseworlds that invited me to go with them on tomorrow night, but I don't know if I want to wait outside.
Go with me, Nos. We're going.
We can go with them tomorrow.
It's a, well, you know,
company.
When are you going, Holly?
When am I going?
He just really wants to be in a dark room with you.
Again. I think there's a momentary power flash in this room sooner or later.
So anyways. So, anything else, Ollie?
Not really. I mean, I played Left 4 Dead with the TVGP crew, and then Mass Effect.
Okay. Didn't get around to much else after that?
Not really.
Fair enough. It's been a weird week.
It has.
There's not a lot coming out. That's why Steam sales are so awesome.
It's been a lazy, lazy, lazy week.
That's probably good. What about you, Vic? You've been gone for a couple weeks. You missed out on some of the action. 3 weeks now, really.
I was here, but yeah. I've been all over, man.
What was that? I was here, but...
No, I've been all over the place. Instead of Tahlequah River, like Illinois, in Tahlequah, I actually went to the Elk River, Missouri.
The Elk River?
Elk. Elk, cousin. Yeah, sorry. A booze slur is kicking in. That's what, like, 10 shots of bourbon will do. A little swig out of the bottle. We're good. But, anyways, like... 30 of us went down to the Elk River and had a badass cabin, and there were 40 people partying next to us in two cabins. They had rented so many, they needed to have enough beds for 40 people. Illinois River is great for floating, but if you want to see utter debauchery, just shit burning to the ground on all sides of you, and you're in the little river, and it's seriously a 4-lane highway plus wide, and you have to like beat people's rafts away with your paddle and then defend yourself from their onslaught. If you wouldn't have to do that and get down the river while having the time of your life, go to the freaking Elk River. Anyways, yeah, there was a bachelor party on there. They were taking jello shots out of the butt and vagina of a blow-up doll, which was pretty fun.
I thought you were just going to leave it the butt and the vagina.
No, it was great. That's so that was pretty fun. But they don't really have anybody policing the place, which I always hated the Illinois River because I'm like, they keep stealing our 6-point beer and blah, blah, blah. But then again, I did see 4 people get ambulanced out of the other river when there were no cops or anything like that. They didn't care. And 4 people left in ambulances. So I was like,
kind of the flip side of it, huh?
I don't know. That sounds really exciting.
But getting as crazy as I do, which is about as legally insane as you can get while still staying out of a crazy place, you know, just drinking a lot, but I still didn't end in an ambulance, and I didn't even come near hurting myself. So, I mean, they're pretty ridiculous. But I beat Mass Effect 2. I played a lot more Skyrim.
Yeah. Did you get Dawnguard?
I did not yet. I'm trying to beat every quest I have opened. I'm literally...
You realize miscellaneous quests will keep coming, right?
Yeah, I realize that when I have like 20 more now, because I started and just... I'm not going to get any more miscellaneous quests. I'm going to complete what I have, and now it's a longer list than before. Yeah. I mean, people would ask me to do something, I'm like, help yourself, go screw yourself, blah, blah. You know, you have that option. You have like, I'm happy to help, or I don't have time right now, but let's stick that in your miscellaneous list. No, let's not. I'm going to murder this person. That way that quest is unobtainable because I killed them. But no, it's still there. It's that bad. So, I level up 4 times. I'm only a few levels below you and you. I was watching you guys both playing.
I think I'm 58 and a half right now.
You're creepier than me while I was playing Skyrim.
I'm creeping up.
Here's the thing. I went through the entire Dawnguard expansion and I did not level.
So you're still like 48?
No, 58.
58, okay.
Yeah, I went from 58 and like one-third to 58 and a half.
I'm like at 55.
Well, it's soft level to 50 and hard level after that, right?
Yeah, but you would think an entire expansion, playing one side of it at least, you know? Because you can't go back and do the other
side. Well, he played the Vampire side and I played the Dawnguard
side.
Yeah,
but you think going through the entire expansion would actually level you up at least maybe two, three.
Are they both about the same amount of, like, man hours?
Probably.
Well, you're about 12, 15.
Nah, I wouldn't even give it that. I'd say, like, you know, 8, 9. Yeah.
Dawnguard side, I play a little more now.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's no Shivering Isles, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
But I'm just pissed about the leveling, because I thought I'd at least get, like, I think, I was hoping I'd at least hit 60. Nope.
Well, there's no way to, like, grind after 50, though, because the way they nerfed the experience.
Yeah, nothing was hard in that game. Even the last boss fight was just fucking easy at 58. Yeah. It was just piled through that fucking guy.
Yep. You gotta speak up.
Well, I had like three fucking people in there. I had my companion, plus I had my spectral assassin and me just fucking hammering this guy into the ground. He had a lot of health, but he didn't really hit you for a lot. I never had to heal once the entire time. I just like fucking die.
You should always up the difficulty, but I don't think you should have to.
No, I shouldn't have to. It was already on. Just
it should make
normal.
It
was challenging. So, yeah.
See, I got the full Dragonbone set out of it, plus the Dragonborn weapons and all that shit now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wore myself out with Skyrim. I'm just like, well, I think I'm going to stop for a while. And then I picked it up on PC and started up another game. So
I'm going to play it again, but I'm going to be a dick this time.
So anything else besides Skyrim and Mass Effect?
A lot of other stuff, but, you know, nothing of
anything funny.
Relation. A lot of things, but I'll come back to them later. I don't have a straight story for any of the random happenings.
Fair enough. Well, what about me?
What about you, Justin?
Yeah, what about me?
What about you, Nos?
Well, did the things that you said.
Oh, yeah.
Not walking around naked, but... or half naked, but... Spider-Man and drinking. And then went on a date on Saturday night. That was fun.
What was his name?
No specifics. but she listens to the show, so... Gotta be proper about this.
Run. Wait till we turn this thing off.
So, gotta be careful about what I say. I'm being good.
It's called evidence, people.
No, it's called deniability.
No, I was a very, very proper, nice person. It doesn't happen that often. Just saying.
Where the drinking started.
So, anyways, all that aside, had a lot of fun with that. Probably do that again sometime soon.
I like how he's shaking his head no. No.
He's also making a listeners out there, he's making some sort of symbol, which it's like he's shoving something large in his mouth and something's poking out in his cheek. It's like a
Is he rolling dice?
A Bob Johnson also.
Is he
dice? Is that a big mouth vagina symbol?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Billy the large mouth vagina?
Yeah.
So, all that aside...
I'm bringing what I do up on here.
Have fun at work.
So, bringing up stories, though, before I go into games.
With your fist.
Fuck you. But,
it's like Tomb Raiding.
He's got to go through that stash really quick.
Yeah.
So, I had an interesting thing what happened on the way to work today. First of all, my car stalled up at Quick Trip local gas station here. I was just getting like some water or whatever before I go to work. And all it was a loose battery cable. Just secured it. Went on my merry way. And as I'm going down the street that I go to work, which is not that far away from here. In fact, six blocks south of here, all this traffic slowing down. And this is at about 8:45 in the morning. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I see some white Irish-looking fuck with long hair, like, standing on the side of the road with no shirt on, with his hands above his head, like cowboy style. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
And then what do you mean by cowboy style?
Like, straight up in the air. Hands straight up in the air.
You mean like... Okay. You mean like goaltender at a football game style.
Or, put your hands in the air.
Bill goes, dude! Kind of,
well, yeah. And as he's pretty tall, and as you look past him, as his traffic's crawling by, there's a cop with his gun drawn behind the dude. I was like, whoa! I was like, whoa! This is not what I expected here before I go to work. So I'm interested, obviously very awake at that point. And traffic is crawling by because everybody's like, what the hell's going on? And
someone's going to get shot.
Yeah, we thought somebody's blood or somebody's brain's going to get blown over their windshield. And so we're crawling by, and I look over to the right, and he does something, like tosses something he has in his hand up in the air, like flips it with his wrist, drops his head, and it just dogs out, like across this parking lot, like just hauling ass. The cop... Like, you see this look on his face, like, what the fuck just happened? He's a little bit hefty, and obviously he's been eating, having his fair share of donuts, but, and he just starts booking it after the dude, and at that point I was like, dude, I've just got to get around this traffic. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm locking my doors, and, like, I need to get the fuck to work. But, yeah, it was a weird thing, and you don't see that every day, like, cop with gun drawn at 8:45 in the morning on the sidewalk of a major street.
Not this far south, anyways. You get a little further north. That's quite common. But
is that my Walgreens?
In the ghetto.
No.
In the ghetto. Yes,
but you know where the Blue Turtle is?
Yeah.
Yeah, where that old Taco Bueno is?
Yeah.
It was in that parking lot.
Hmm.
So I thought about looking it up, and I couldn't find anything on the news yet, but it was weird.
It's probably because the cop died of a heart attack.
Where he shot... I don't know.
He couldn't report it in because he was dead.
Well, and then as soon as I get around, like, I'm trying to find a way to get around traffic because I'm like, obviously, dangerous situation. I need to, like, cut through a neighborhood or just get the hell out of here. I start to pull into the, like, middle turn lane to get around a car, and I was just like, I'm just going to fucking floor it, get around it, and get out of here. And then, like, five cop cars, like, just come, like, hauling ass down, coming the opposite way, and I was like, oh, fuck, something's going down.
Bath salts.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is there any confirmation of bath salts involved?
I don't know. He was wearing some short shorts and had no shirt, so maybe he was trying to get naked so he could eat somebody.
It is 100 degrees every day here, though, so that's kind of normal here.
Yeah.
That's true.
But other than that, Steam sales, like Trent was saying, lots of Steam sales. Bought Age of Empires Online 3.
Yeah, I bought that one.
Bought Batman Arkham Asylum. I started playing that on Xbox, and then I realized, I was like, I'm going to wait for a sale.
Yep.
So I didn't get very far into it.
Can I have it back now?
Yeah, you can have it back now. And I went ahead and picked it up on PC. And PC, it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of weird glitches with Teslaization, but the difference is, I always talk about Teslaization on the show, and Teslaization is depth and textures, and it's not something you see as much on consoles that doesn't support it. So when you're looking at Batman's suit, you're, like, seeing, like, all the individual lines, and they stick out a lot more. Like, just, like, creases even in his clothes or in his cape. They just say it looks way better with Teslaization. And so playing with Teslaization and also in true HD makes a big fucking difference. And, of course, it's Batman. Now I got to play the Catwoman part, which I didn't get to before.
It's pretty fun, isn't it? Yeah.
Because, you know, it was $10 DLC for the Catwoman part, and it keeps reminding you at the beginning of the game, by the way, do you want to buy this? Or do you want to just continue playing this vanilla? You're like, oh, you guys are fucking evil.
Yeah.
Like, every time, and I considered about half a dozen times, like, it's only $10. It's like Steam sales. It's only $10, Steam sales. And I didn't want a Steam sale for $10 plus all the DLC and everything for $23.
Did you get the Harley one?
I got everything.
Okay, yeah. So I bought that one on Steam as well, since I already owned the game. And I went ahead and I picked up the Nightwing and Robin packs as well.
Well, it's not only just $23. Don't keep in mind, I didn't just buy Batman Arkham City.
Yeah.
I bought the original game, plus Gotham City Impostors and every DLC for Gotham City Impostors all together for $23.
The Batman collection.
The Batman Definitive Collection for $23. Everything awesome that is Batman.
Yeah.
So I'm having some fun with that. That's something to be definitely doing. I bought Tropico Modern Times. People heard me talk about that a lot earlier. I never got around to Modern Times. It's $20 standalone DLC. Really should have got this earlier, but I got it for like $3.75 on Steam. Said it wasn't $20, and it's basically the entire game again because it's like another 10 missions, and the missions in that take like 3 to 4 hours a piece. So for people who don't know what Tropico is, it's kind of like SimCity mixed with a communist environment mixed with a more of a metagame.
El Presidente.
Like, El Presidente. And it's got this jamming Latin music going in the background that I'll fucking love. My grandfather rolls tamales, so I got a
rolls
pass.
Tamales is what he calls it. Yeah.
But more so than that, I mean, I like the music, obviously, but there's this whole metagame with it, with like balancing capitalism and communism, and like figuring out how your people can react in different scenarios or react differently, where you oppress the people a lot with the communism, but you give them a lot of free shit. So I can oppress the shit out of them, not give them any liberty, but I can give them a shitload of free healthcare, a shitload of free food and free housing and things like that. And eventually that kind of balances it out. Or with capitalism, they can start making a lot more money, have better living, everything else, but they start getting shitty about like taxation and a bunch of other things. So there's this really weird metagame that goes along with it, and this weird social commentary that goes along with it, with capitalism versus communism. The crazy things, it's being distributed by Calypso, the German game, a fairly socialist nation, you know. So just kind of interesting on their take on capitalism, but it's a whole lot of fun. It's a fairly hard in parts too. I played a map 3 times last night.
Did you grab Fear 3 when it was like $5?
No, I didn't grab Fear 3. No, it's my birthday, so
it's already gone. It's not $5.
It'll go on a flash sale.
So it's like $7 again?
It already was on a flash sale, like one of the early ones. No, Fear 3.
I'm out of Steam sale now.
$40 or something like that.
So it's down from 40 to 5.
Yeah, they marked it down from $40 to like
That's
$5.
A crap, like 12.5% of the normal.
Right. So, but yeah, Steam sales aside, I mean, just. I was going to play a little bit more Skyrim. I got into it, and I was like, nah, I think I want to play more of something else. Sorry to Apocalypse Wren, I did not yet again play Lone Survivor. But about playing it today, and I was like, that's not going to be a fair take. So, I have a little bit more. So, a friend of mine on Steam, one of the guys that listened to the show, gave me a free game. And I will review the hell out of that. And now that I have some free time, I definitely will. So, anybody else that's friends with us on Steam, that dude plays Team Fortress all the time. You should hit him up, Apocalypse Wren. Mm-hmm. But aside from all that, not a lot of new games are coming out. I mean, all of us know that. The newest thing of note, obviously, has been The Walking Dead Episode 2 that came out last week that Trent played and reviewed. So, I mean, there just hasn't been a lot going on. So.
And then we got Dark Souls at the end of next month.
Yeah.
PC. It's only $40 on PC.
You picking it up, Rex?
Yeah.
Oh, you should jump in. We should do some. I wonder if we can do 3-player on that.
I don't know. I know that they're bringing a new matchmaking system for PvP as well as for co-op.
Yeah, so you don't get raped by everybody just jumping
in. Oh, they're putting in a real matchmaking system so I can find my buddies.
I don't know if it's going to be for that. It might just be for... They haven't really gone into the details on it, so...
I don't know. I do kind of like the feeling of just, like, you are honestly alone.
Yeah.
Except for the random little help you get. I mean, you...
Well, we've played that a while, and that's... It's a really neat idea... But finding your friends the bitch. It's a real bitch.
Yeah, it's real bitch. You have to throw out the summon and tell them where it is, and they have to go find it.
And then you have to hope that somebody else doesn't hit that summon at the same time, because if they do, you're going to get them in your game, and then you got to...
Like, dude, get out!
Well, you don't know how to get
out. You have to emote to them to get the fuck out of your game.
Well, that's kind of an oxymoron in the first place, making an online-only game and then kind of...
Well, it's not online-only. You can play it. But they want you to play anonymously with other people.
Yeah.
So you got to glory hole the whole game, and that's kind of a weird way to play it.
Yeah, I find that pretty easy to
What if they bite? It's a painful lesson.
So, other things to note that I picked up, trying to look here. Picked up
warheads on it.
American Nightmare, obviously. And then,
picked up Alice, didn't you?
Didn't get around to Alice.
No, I got that one.
So. I picked up Legend of Grimrock, which... Yeah. I've seen some things go back and forth with that. It's basically like a really old school dungeon crawler, mm-hmm. where you can't really, you like have to click to cast different things or click to use different items, and you move one square at a time.
Yeah, it looks good though.
And it's all in first person. It's kind of it's very old school looking, but it was $375 or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't pass that up. I've been interested, so be talking about that, I'm sure, next week. But other than that. Actually, I was going to do some news, but I think it's probably too good.
You have another game to talk about, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Holly.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Lollipop Chainsaw. Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome.
So I borrowed that from Holly the other day, because Holly couldn't get past the speakers, and I wanted to get up to this part about the speakers. Now,
I think it was fucking with me.
Maybe it was. You know, I had... That game's a weird game. So, picking up where Holly took left off last week, the game is basically an action-adventure game that's all about, what's-her-face, not Jessica Negri, That's the
cosplayer.
Yeah, that's the cosplayer.
Might as well be about her.
Yeah, I know.
She's actually hotter than the game character.
Railed.
I never can remember her name.
But anyways, Lollipop, whatever the hell her name is. So the game is an action-adventure game made by Suda51, and it's kind of got a lot of the same characteristics as Suda51. Suda51 being No More Heroes, being Shadows of the Damned, stuff like that. And it's not, I think it's more produced by them than anything else, and it's a really stylized game. There's music like all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
There's always something going on. It's got this whole like comic book way of like introducing characters, and like it has the whole like you got mad stacks.
They're looking at pictures of the lollipop chick.
Ones.
Jessica
Negri. Okay.
One
zeros. One zero tens.
That search is getting sick.
And 20s.
But,
put that in my spank tab.
Yeah. Put it in your spank tank.
Hundreds.
But, the game is an action-adventure game where you got different combos or whatever for Lollipop Chainsaw. And she's kind of annoying and kind of endearing at the same time because she's like a witch that they just kind of bring up at random. She's like, oh, I know magic, and I put my boyfriend's head together on this little hook that I can always keep with me. And there's all these little weird mini-games where you can, like, cheer him on as he, like, goes forward to break a wall open or something because you put his head on another zombie's body. And there's this weird cheer mini-game that you got to do. But the music's crazy. The game's pretty crazy. It's a little bit... My take on it is it's a little bit boring in parts.
Yeah.
It's just because there's a lot of, like, corridors of slashing and hacking stuff. And I think if I open up a few more moves, that might be a little more fun, just kind of playing with the combos. But some of the zombies take a lot more to kill than I would like. And so
yeah.
I guess I just need to power up my attacks. And specifically, there's this part where you have to keep these on-fire zombies from going into an exploding birthday cake. Because she just turned 18, of course.
Nice.
And
well, it's her 18th birthday.
Yeah, and this ruins her 18th birthday. So, but there's these flaming zombies popping out trying to get to this cake, and then they get to the cake, it'll blow up. And they take a decent amount of hits to kill, and so I had to find a couple of good combos, like there's that flippy combo you can do,
mm-hmm.
and that was the one I used over and over. It's kind of hard to aim sometimes, especially when it's like AAX or something like that, or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But you got to do this flippy combo, or that's the one I found that worked for me, where I could kill them with one, or it's one combo. And you got a horde moving in on you, and it's just fucking taking you out. The part that Holly got stuck on was a boss, one of the first real bosses, and that was... Now, there are some parts about this boss I really like, because he's a punk rock zombie, and they're always making fun of his fucking emo hair, and which I thought was funny, because the game talks a lot of smack as it goes, like a whole lot of smack.
Yeah.
And that part's really entertaining. But this zombie boss, as he starts off, this is the part that Holly really hates. Actually, I think that does one thing before that. Remember, before that, does he shout the words at you?
Yeah.
Okay, so before that, he shouts these words at you like...
He shouts these words.
Bends over, shouts them right in your face.
He'll say something like, you stupid motherfucker, or something like that. And these big letters come out, all flashing and crazy, come at you, and you got to dodge them. So you dodge these letters, and he's shouting at you.
And he's knocking cars down and stuff like that you have to dodge.
That's very Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim is a good example.
Will never hurt me, you know? Words will never...
Something like that. But yeah, these words will hurt you.
They
will.
But so you dodge that and you go attack him, and then after that he gets on this next stage of the fight, which he gets on these speakers, like these stacks of like speakers for a stage, because you're fighting on a stage. And the part Holly got caught up on, I think, was just maybe you're just hitting the wrong speakers, or I'm not sure what you're doing.
I was hitting all of the speakers. I would go from where he was at, I would attack him, I would attack the speaker that he was on, and then as he jumped to the other one, I would dodge whatever he was throwing, and then I would attack the speakers in the middle. And then I'd go over to him and then do the same thing over again. Well, so I was doing the exact same thing as you.
Well, and all I did is he kind of jumps from four corners onto these different stacks. And the idea is he says attack the speakers. So these speakers are coming out of the floor. And so I took down a few in the middle, then went and attacked his speaker and knocked him down. Or knocked the speaker out. And when he jumped to the next one, I knocked some down in the middle until I'd finally gotten all the speakers gone and didn't have anything to jump on. And then he jumps on a really big speaker. And then I took that down, and then...
See, like, I would get to the point where I would actually take all the speakers down in the middle sometimes, too, but then they would all just come back.
I think maybe it's just the timing of how I did it. I don't know what it was.
Because
I did it in about... Not demeaning you. I'm not diminishing it, but...
You did it in, like, 3 minutes. I was on that for, like, 7 minutes doing the exact same thing as you.
Because the part I had a problem with was the birthday cake battle. I probably took me four tries. But I mean, there's weird things in there. Like, it tries to be pretty inventive with stuff, and sometimes it succeeds, like the basketball court thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty neat. You got to lop off zombies' heads in a basketball court, and then if you decapitate them, that head will go into a basketball goal and only score points. You got to get it to 100 points in 3 minutes. So, and then on top of that, zombies will come out and block. So they'll jump up and block the headshots, basically, yeah. Which are kind of funny. So I go and take them down and then go take out everybody else. But really combo-based, it takes some getting used to. You kind of have to focus. It's a fairly difficult game for, like, even on normal, I felt like it was a lot of things that were really tightly done, really tightly comboed, where you just have to really know your shit.
Yeah, and, like, this is one of those games where you feel like you should be able to just button mash your way through it, but
it doesn't work.
It doesn't really work that way. You have to actually plan out, like, what you want to do.
And I think that's okay. I don't have a problem with it at all. But
just that part pissed me off.
I had a problem with some of the regular fights feeling more like filler than they should.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't have taken me about 2 hours to get to that boss. That's about how long it took me, and about 2 hours to get to that first boss. And there's lots of little mini bosses. I've seen mini bosses, like guys with extra health or really tough zombies.
Like teachers and stuff.
Yeah. And some of the dialogue is pretty witty and pretty funny, and it's really self-referential. It's really self-aware of how cheesy this is. So I think it's intentionally over-the-top sexist, but pretty funny about it. So anyways, with that, I'll talk more about that next week. Maybe I'll have a beat by then, or you'll want it back somehow.
Whatever, take your time.
But we're going to do some news here in a little bit, so we're going to hit a break.
Awesome.
The copy off of Subaru. Yes. It's okay. They're still awesome.
Scion's,
both of them.
Scion's
basically Toyota. Okay. And Subs and Nasty Mobile too.
What was it that they? I think over in Japan they actually have it branded as Toyota or something like that.
I think Toyota makes
Toyota
Scion.
They do. Yeah.
But I think over there it is actually, they don't even waste their time with Scion.
Right.
That's just a marketing gimmick for stupid Americans.
All right, we're ready.
We're ready. Right. And we're back after a much needed break, because goddamn it's hot in here.
Yeah.
But what, Trent?
No, it's not.
You're the one that doesn't run his AC this summer.
Yeah. No, but I do. I just don't run it like at 72 degrees so it never turns off.
You're the only one not in shorts here, I think.
Well, I have jeans.
No,
I came straight from.
I'm the only one with shorts here.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's hot. But
it
anyways,
is, it is warm.
So bringing it back, we got some news for you. Kind of shaking it up a little bit, trying out some of the old and new formats. And speaking of news, I got a lot, but I want somebody else to go first.
Okay.
Trent?
You said her, but...
I said Holly.
Well, do you want me to do this one first?
No, I'm going
to
start with some lighter stuff first. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you got? You got anything lighter?
Yeah.
What you got?
There's a game that has just come out recently, I guess. It's called Slender. It's a PC game.
I've heard about this, but I haven't heard of it. What is it?
It is a first-person horror where you're just going through the woods. You've got a flashlight. You don't have any weapons whatsoever. It's in the middle of the night, and you're just in the woods with your flashlight, and you've got to go find, like, all of these manuscripts about the, there's a character, or there's a guy named Slender, and I guess it's, like, an old lore. Like, I don't know. Stop looking at me with just one eye. It's weird. But... like, this guy, he's just, like, this really tall, lanky, like, really lanky legs and arms and stuff like that. And if he gets too close to you, or... yeah, like that. If he gets too close to you, or you look at him in his eyes, you just die. And it just completely takes you out of the game and just puts you on your dashboard. Like, it'll just... you just die. So then you have to go back through and start it again. But you have to pick up these 8 manuscripts throughout the woods. So, and, like, each time you find one, he gets closer to you, and, like, the noises get more intense and stuff like that, and you can hear him, like, walking, and it just sounds like thunder whenever he walks.
It sounds like someone's nightmare turned into a video game.
Yeah, it's a really, really short game, and
free to
it's
play.
It's hard to get all 8 manuscripts, and it is free. Mm-hmm. But I was watching the video on it, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, I'll probably go check it out.
So.
It's so awesome that It's the website is down.
Is it?
Yeah, I've tried to go to the website like 4 times. Slendergame.com.
Yeah. It looks really, really cool, though.
You might be able to find it on CNET, something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it for download somewhere pretty soon. What else did you have?
Irrational Games is hiring.
Yay!
They're hiring for art, narrative scripter, and systems designer, marketing, which is interactive marketing, programming, and QA lead. And I actually looked into the marketing, social marketing, but you have to have like 5 years experience and then 2 years of management experience.
Well, you're getting that now, so.
Well, I have management experience. I just don't have the 5 years of social.
Oh, you still owe me dinner.
Yeah, I do. I still owe you 30.
I don't care about that, but you're supposed to take me out to dinner for getting you a job.
You said if I started making decent money off of side jobs.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
Then I had to take you out to dinner.
Yeah.
So, moving around a little bit, Trent, what you got?
Okay, fine, then you still owe me $30.
I do. I know, I haven't forgotten.
Pitch. Anyways, speaking of bitches, guy in Taiwan died after a 40-hour Diablo marathon at a cyber cafe. At an internet cafe. He rented a room at this internet cafe and played Diablo without stopping to eat, drink, anything for 40 hours straight. And what happened was one of the guys came in and found him laying on a table in there, and he woke up when approached, and as he got up to start walking away, he just dropped dead. Pretty much, you know.
Just all the blood flow?
Pretty much, yeah. Probably had some clots and, you know, just the embolism. So just, boom, dropped on the ground, died.
That's pretty fucking nuts.
That was actually, there's an episode on a Thousand Ways to Die or
that
something
was the
like that.
Xbox marathon competition where the guy won and he lost to the chick at the very end and stood up and
that shit doesn't actually happen.
Yeah,
that doesn't actually happen.
Yeah, actually that's actually not the first one this year either. There was another one in Taipei where a guy did the same thing in an internet cafe. Fucking dropped dead after playing League of Legends for hours and hours and hours.
23. It was 23 hours.
Yeah, there you go. And he dropped dead.
It's an addictive game, but it's pretty decent.
Yeah, but of course, play. People are using this to underline the whole game addiction and all that stuff. And
it's few and far between, honestly.
Yeah, it really has nothing to do with game addiction. It just has to do with people needing to get a life. You know, go out. Stop doing what you're doing for a little bit.
Or realize that you can't spend that much time sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
People die doing a lot of things, though. It's like people die having sex, people die freaking riding bikes, people die jumping out of planes, and they're not like...
In cars.
By the way, yeah, cars.
Don't stop, they don't say stop driving.
This just underlines it's important to sleep.
Yeah. And this is, like I said, there's only been two this year, I think, where people have died from gaming. Versus, like, how many people have died from, smoking this year, supposed to smoking? How many people died from cars? How many people have died playing Frisbee in the park this year? You never know. It wasn't the Frisbee that killed them. It was the guy with the gun. But, they were still there. So, bath salts, yes.
Going way far back, I remember an article coming out, and I can't find it, but over in China, this kid jumped from a building with a belt because he thought he had a belt of flying.
Wow.
That's schizophrenia.
Yeah, well, they tried to sue Sony or something for a little while.
Was it plus one or like plus five or something? I mean, cause plus
obviously,
one.
Obviously, it was negative.
It was negative a lot of health.
It was negative flying.
He took a crit hit.
Yeah.
pavement.
Yeah.
Sorry. He took a critical hit from the pavement.
Pavement uses reflect.
Yeah.
it's effective.
It's deflect.
He was meteor reflex damage.
The wall of him shattering. So, yeah.
His belt did not reflect the damage.
Yeah, and then the coroner used a bag of concealing to carry his body off.
Slash hole of concealing.
A wild pavement appears.
yeah, a wild pavement appears. Your party died of dysentery.
Broken axle.
yeah. Do you make camp? yeah, sure.
Oh, I love going hunting on Oregon Trail. Yeah. I always bought way more ammo than I bought food, and people are like, you're crazy. Yeah. I'm like, you wait. Your food will spoil. My bullets don't go bad, and I'll kill something every day.
Yeah. He gets really intense.
Love that game.
Rex, what about you? Have you got space?
Little stuff. They got game trademarks for World War Z coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Set for about the same time, so it'll probably be just a game tie-in.
Those usually suck, but we'll see.
Yeah. Resident Evil Damnation, a CGI movie between Resident Evil 5 and 6, is set to release on September 25th. That was at Comic-Con.
See, I'm actually cool
I might
that.
Be down with that because I'm sick of the regular movies.
Well, I'm down with that because, their last CGI movie, which was it Degeneration? Whatever it was called. That was actually not bad, and it took place with Leon Kennedy at the airport.
Yep.
And that was actually pretty good. They made a game for the iPhone out of that one that I have that's actually not too bad either.
This is Damnation. It's got Leon and Ada Wong in it.
Oh, really? Ada, huh? Yeah, I got tired of that one.
Not being able to game as much as I have and kind of being involved with work for everyone out there. Windows 8 consumer preview is out.
Nice. Yeah.
That you can install. And what's significant about that is that Microsoft is kind of going the Apple route in that if you go ahead and install that on your machine on the October 26th release date of Windows 8, you can pick it up for $40.
Nice. I might actually do that.
As opposed to like $240.
Will it play games, though?
You know, I've got it ready to load at my house, and I'm putting it on my SSD that I have plenty of them if anybody would like to buy for $30. And,
it has 64 gig SSD, man.
I'll buy one.
I have like 90 of them.
Yeah, I'll buy
not
one.
Not 90 of them, I have like 9.
I'll buy one.
$30, is it?
$30.
I'll buy one at the end of the month when I get paid. Let's talk about two at the end of the month when I get paid.
I'll buy one
tomorrow.
I'll buy one by next payday, Friday, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I accept cash in exchange or favors.
Sexual?
Yeah, sure, both.
Yeah.
I'll be giving you free beer.
Can it be 50-50? Or...
It is his birthday.
Also, just kind of following along that... they have consumer preview of Office 2013 now, where they went with the Metro UI.
What is that for all of us that don't know what the Metro UI is?
Metro UI is basically Office. It looks like Office 2010, but it's more touch-friendly, orientated towards the tablets that will be coming out. Specifically OneNote. If you don't have OneNote, you are not cool and need to get OneNote.
I need to get OneNote.
Oh.
I'll put it on this because that'd be more practical for this.
Yeah, so. I operate work out of OneNote.
So I'm going to scoot along a little bit, and we'll get back to any other news you have.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. That was my main things.
Mm-hmm. Did you have other things aside?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
No. My last kind of blow was the flying kid.
Okay, fair enough. Victor, do you have any news?
There's crazy stuff, but nothing tech review or anything like that yet.
You'll be ready next week.
Oh, awesome, great stuff.
Holly.
Amanda Plummer, who was also, I guess, Honey Bunny.
Yeah.
And Pulp Fiction, has been cast as Wires, which is also nuts.
Yeah.
And Catching Fire, and Finnick has been cast by the guy that plays as the Huntsman in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Interesting. Amanda Plummer, she's a good actress. She was in, remember that movie I made you watch, The World According to Garp?
Yeah.
She played, remember the girl who had her tongue cut off in the movie, that all the Ellen Jamesians?
Yeah.
She played the actual Ellen James girl, and the one who ushers him out of the funeral for his mom that was only for the women and stuff. But she's a good actress.
Like, after reading the books and everything, like, I think she'll she'll pull that part off really well.
Yeah. I totally glossed over what movie?
Catching Fire.
It's
The Hunger Games.
Yeah, Hunger Games.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
No, but Amanda Plummer's a good actress.
But they still haven't cast anyone for Johanna.
Yeah?
Bastards.
Yeah, somebody's got a tape out. Disc. One thing I was going to bring up, just little bits of news here. Ant-Man the movie is a real thing.
Ant-Man?
Yeah, Mr. Hank Pym, Ant-Man the movie. Here's why you should be excited. Not because it's Ant-Man, but because Edgar Wright is the one directing it. For people who don't remember Edgar Wright... Shaun of the Dead, Spaced,
Hot Fuzz. the new End of the World movie with Simon Pegg and Nick Castle are coming out. Plus, also Scott Pilgrim saves that. Sorry, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Yeah,
excellent director.
Yeah,
can't
very
think of a better
style.
So this could be a really interesting Ant-Man movie that comes out in 2014. So that's a while.
Yeah.
Of course, Batman comes out tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, people will be lining up to see Batman. The goddamn Batman.
Hopefully they'll listen to this in line while waiting for Batman.
Hey, that's an idea.
On a speakerphone of some sort, so that other people...
Quick plug for some friends of ours that will be plugging us live in front of thousands. Elseworlds Podcast is doing a live cast at AMC tomorrow night for the opening of the 1201 Batman.
Awesome.
So they'll be there at like 8, casting the entire time and heckling the crowd as they usually do. They're pretty good at it.
You don't get up that early?
8 p.m.
People get up that early?
Yeah.
Other quick movie news, and then I'll jump back to you, Holly.
Okay.
There was a Wild movie that was been in production forever, and Sam Raimi was doing that. And what is he doing now?
I thought I read he was going to World War Z.
I read he's going to do Oz.
Hmm.
So Raimi was supposed to be directing the World of Warcraft movie, which that might not have been bad.
They haven't announced who's doing it yet, but they said they're looking to move on it quick.
They haven't announced it. There's somebody that's already messing with it, but I don't know who it is.
I have this fear, as much as I don't play WoW anymore, but I have this fear that when they finally get around to doing the Warcraft movie, it's going to turn out like Dungeons & Dragons, the movie.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking, though? And I saw somebody comment on this when I was reading the movie news about that.
They're going to get one of the Wayans brothers on there and stuff. It's just going to go to shit.
Well, another huge letdown was Aragorn. The books were great, but the movie was the most pile of garbage I've ever seen. But the books, I love them.
Yeah. Yeah, Harry Potter held up pretty well.
Yeah, that's like one of the few that was actually
held up pretty well.
I just read like the first 5 books so far of Dark Tower series, Stephen King.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to be doing movies of those.
I heard some rumors, but I haven't looked into it.
Yeah.
But the books are great. I don't know what people's deal is with Stephen King's writing. I've heard a lot of bad things, but he's obviously famous, and it's almost too real. Some parts of it, you're like, yeah, that's a sick bastard with those thoughts, but people have those thoughts.
Just wait till you get to his later career books, and you'll know what...
No, I've read a lot of them, but I mean, during this series, he actually got ran over and almost died, and he actually wrote his characters into the book, confronting him in real life in his book about continuing the series.
So what I was getting at with the WoW movie is, obviously there has to be a Leroy Jenkins moment.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh!
And they could have had Bruce Campbell do the Leroy Jenkins moment.
Yeah.
That could have been his cameo in the Raimi movie.
Yeah, that would have been good.
He liked it.
I don't know how they... I don't really even know how they're going to make that good. But, moving along, that's your next major piece of news, right?
Yeah.
Let me say a couple of quick bits and I'll get to you,
Holly. Oh, that's fine.
So there was some talk about Valve possibly using game streaming, like what OnLive does. Valve says no. So, basically, there was an interview with them by GameSpot, of all people, that said at an industry conference, Develop, and one of the dudes up there said, though the technology is really interesting to us, they're not in our short-term plans. Basically, one of the other guys added, we love cloud gaming, we think we do it already. You can think of it just as a way of using a back-end structure for gaming. So, the idea of having cloud saves and things like that, and the cloud service being able to download your games anywhere... That part's cool, but they're not using the streaming service, so...
Have you guys ever used OnLive?
Yeah, I have. It's not bad unless you're in a bad connection area. So, like, I tried to use it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was borrowing a friend of mine's laptop, and I did it while my last business trip up in Denver. And while I was up there, my service wasn't fast enough, and it just sucked. It just really sucked. But playing it here, I mean, it works great because we got a fast connection, but then I slow down everybody's connection here because it uses so much bandwidth.
It does,
yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, if you got a low-end PC, you can play it on anything.
But see, the beauty of Steam with their cloud saves and everything is one of my favorite things. And it's the same with Xbox, too, if you use their cloud save, is that if something happens to your hard drive, you don't lose all your save games. They're backed up. You know, like I had an issue with my hard drive, which finally ticked out after years and years of using it as a terabyte drive. Yeah, I was kind of pissed because, you know, I forgot that Steam had actually set up the cloud thing and they backed up all my current stuff, which is kind of nice. So when I reinstalled all my games, thinking, fucking, I have to start over again, I loaded up and all my continues were there. And I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
I'm happy. Defense Grid, I don't have to start all over again. Yeah, so.
Cloud saving is fucking amazing. Yeah.
And Xbox does the same thing because if you use that, not only can you access from other places, but if your hard drive and your Xbox ever goes bad, you know, which can happen, you don't lose everything. You just have to go download all your DLC again.
It's pretty cool when, like, you're playing Alan Wake or something like that. That's one of the games I took with me up to Denver for my last deal. And so I started the game here on my regular PC, played through it, saved it, and then went up there and picked up where I was at last. And I thought, oh, that's just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, two different consoles, essentially, that I did that with. So, things that are pretty cool about that. Now, Holly, me and you have been going back and forth on the Facebooks about women in gaming and journalism in gaming lately. And
cosplaying, whatever.
How people are kind of up in an uproar right now about the whole political correctness of gaming. Specifically, there's some things like a lot of people made a stink about the new Hitman trailer. And I didn't bring it up last week, but I've been reading about it. It's still coming up. And it was a trailer where I think I showed you, Victor.
Yeah.
And you've seen it too, Trent.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, basically what it is, it's Hitman, and he's ambushed by a bunch of nuns. And the nuns take off their nun garb, and they're wearing, like, dominatrix garb underneath, and they got a bunch of machine guns. And a lot of people are up in arms about how ridiculous that is and how, you know, like, Hitman or, what's his name, Agent...
47.
Agent 47 is, like, you know, he's...
It's sad. It's like muscle memory. 47.
Yeah. Agent 47. Shit. But yeah, they're upset with how women are treated in that video and how they're portrayed in that video because they're wearing dominatrix gear underneath this, and
that's all I hear.
People are getting really politically correct with it. And now, though I don't care one way or the other, to be honest with you, I just thought it was one of those things where they were doing a, they were just wanting to show up. I got completely distracted here. Somebody just called me while I was on the show.
How can people not like this?
It's people got up in arms because of the political correctness of it. And essentially, I don't really condone it one way or the other, I think it was kind of ridiculous that people got upset over a fucking game trailer.
Well, honestly, what I love is that they're crying, this is ridiculous, this is so stupid, blah, blah, blah. Why are people, you know, we're going to throw up a huge uproar about it. Then you see a movie like, you know, Planet Terror, a chick with a fucking gun strapped into her leg because it's missing, and she's using it to propel herself up into the air. But nobody really bitched about that.
Yeah.
It's like, are you fucking going to go like, yeah, but that's just, you know, that's just a movie. The movie is actually more accessible to people than the fucking game is, all right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what the fuck? You see, you know, a kid can wake up in the middle of the night and turn on the TV and come across that movie. That's what you're going to bitch about as kids. As for a kid coming across that game, now they have to install it on the computer, or they actually have to go out and find a copy of it to play it. As for a trailer, who gives a shit? There's worse crap on the fucking internet, like bum fights is still around. You can find bum fights videos everywhere. These are real people making bums beat each other up for fucking food.
Playing devil's advocate, just because you can find it doesn't make it all right. But the thing that I'm more upset about is just the hypocrisy of all. And there was, I don't typically like a lot of really big gaming journalism, but there was a piece that IGN wrote by one of the guys on there that I completely agreed with, and he was upset about how politically correct everybody's getting over gaming when they're not politically correct over all the movies, all the TV shows. Media in general is not politically correct, yet we want to make a huge scene about it. And Trent, you made a good point about this on our break. You were saying, well, these, let's just be honest with it, we're journalists of a sort, but we're game journalists. We cover media. We're not covering stories in the Middle East, we're not covering world news, we're covering stuff that people have fun with.
Yeah.
And for a gaming journalist to do something like this, really it feels more like me building up my story to be something more important than gaming journalism.
They want some spotlight over here.
They want somebody to make them feel important about them being a game journalist. And while game journalism is fun and entertaining and things like that, in the grand scheme of things, we don't do anything fucking important. I'm just saying. We are here to entertain the shit out of you. You're here. You're playing games to entertain the shit out of yourself. There's nothing important about what we do. This is what we do as a hobby, as a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So people need to chill the fuck out. But on that note, Holly.
Yes.
Holly has a big, big conversation piece.
A little big conversation.
Everything else is a little big, right?
Yeah.
Everything's big to her.
It is.
Yeah, even then it's still a little big, sorry.
Okay, so I follow Simon Pegg on Twitter. And a few days ago, actually this was yesterday.
Stalk would probably be a better...
Well, it's Twitter, so yeah, I guess.
Twitter's more for stalkers.
Well, no, like he posted this link to a website that this girl is saying like all of these negative things about him, calling him, you know, whatever she wants and just being a complete asshole. Well, I actually went to the link, and it was to her website.
I'm sorry.
Rex just showed us a Pikachu cat.
It's painted, dude. That's awesome.
I mean, poor cat, but awesome cat. Lucky cat.
Is that Photoshop,
like,
or is
cat.
It?
Zero cat.
I bet that cat hates
it. It looks Photoshopped, actually.
He looks happy.
There's a shadow on everything. And the
they
cat.
They might have used powder.
Dude,
something.
I use Photoshop for a living. You can put shadow.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
Okay. So I went to her website, which I'm not going to give you because I don't. I mean, if you want to look it up, you're more than
journalistic integrity. Come on, pull it up. What's her website?
I don't even know if I can.
Find it. Why don't you do this? I'll give me the links and I'll post it on the show notes.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I don't even know.
What's her name?
Okay, yeah, I can. Never mind. It's Courtney Stoker.
All right, Stroker
is her name.
Yeah.
Courtney Stroker.
Okay, well, our site starts off saying, "What is up with comedians this week? Did they get this 'Hey dudes, let's be douchey about women' memo?" Simon Pegg tweeted these gems this morning from San Diego Comic-Con. The one thing that irritates me is the fact that she says comedians as in plural and then doesn't bring anyone else up into it. It's just Simon Pegg. So
okay,
that's irritating. But she starts off with posting what Simon Pegg had said. It says, also, I've got a thing about cosplay girls. They're like zombie stormtroopers, a glorious combination of beloved things.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Sorry.
And then he posts a picture of a big group of girls that are all dressed up like Princess Leia. And then he,
which he has an admitted crush on Princess Leia.
He's a huge, huge
Star Wars fan.
He talks about
it even in his writing for, like, regular things.
Yeah. So he posts that picture, and then he puts noise like Homer Simpson thinking of donuts. That's what he says. That's all he said. He posted the picture, and that's what he said.
That's so misogynistic.
So on her site, she says, this kind of attitude is really common and really destructive. It reduces cosplayers down to objects and suggests that they are not fellow geeks, but actually decoration.
So it's destructive to find women attractive?
I don't know. I brought it up a couple weeks ago. Burka babes.
Yeah.
What about guy cosplayers? There's honestly more guy cosplayers out there. There are more. If you take a number, there are more men cosplayers. They're not doing it for sexual attraction. They're doing it because they enjoy doing it. Same reason the girls are doing it.
Well, not all girls are doing the really sexy shit, too. I mean, they just do everything.
Yeah.
It's just that it happens to be the LUT anime's kind
of
sexy.
Well, a lot of anime.
Some of them aren't even sexy.
Male artists are drawing attractive females.
Yeah.
I think
exactly.
That's all it is. There's a majority of the artists are males. Like, well, I think they are, honestly.
Let's stick
a lot
away
of the
from
ones.
That. Let's stick away from that.
So she.
I'm not.
Yeah. She goes on to say they are only there to serve as fantasy fodder for male geeks. You know, the actual people in this equation. It's gross, so I told him so.
You know, outlaw soccer moms, then.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
The fuck? You know, how many guys at this table have seen a hot soccer mom and saved it for your spank bang?
So, this is what she says.
Everyone here. Out, yeah.
Narrow bread.
I'm sorry, but you can just buy the DVD Soccer Moms.
You gotta get rid of soccer moms, you gotta get rid of baristas, you gotta get rid of fucking
movies?
Chicks at the,
just
at
get
the
rid
airport.
Of movies.
You gotta, no, fuck movies. You gotta get rid of chicks that work at fucking, like, vintage stock or any kind of UCD store, because those chicks are hot. You see some chick working in a UCD store, video game
and
store.
And every guy's
like,
not going
to
like those girls.
She's
it's
hot.
Certain
she
ones,
works
it's an attraction.
Because it's a nerd
happens.
Thing. She's working at this place. But, you know, airline attendants, bye-bye. You know, all those things. Yeah. Women fishermen.
Women fishermen.
It's girls. It drives crazy. This is what happens.
Any girl in a uniform of some sort.
So this is what she goes on to say. Oh my god, at Simon Pegg, that is gross. Cosplayers do not actually exist to fulfill your sexual fantasies. Female geeks, even Leia cosplayers, are a part of the geek community, not decoration. You may think you're being funny, at Simon Pegg, but you are objectifying geek women and discouraging more from identifying as geeks. He sends her one back just saying, boring.
Actually, you know what? It's one of those things where if Simon Pegg was saying, hey, this chick's hot, that probably would get a lot more geek girls who idolize the show of Simon Pegg to start coming out and dressing up more because they want Simon Pegg to want to take their picture.
And she sends him one back saying, yeah,
objectify me. Sorry.
She says, yeah, because sexism is... Oh my god.
Alright, shut up for a minute.
Yeah, because sexism is so interesting. How edgy and new of you.
Well, douchebaggery is pretty old school. How cutting new. How cutting new.
And she goes on to say, I don't think making a safe and comfortable environment for women in our community is boring. And he said, your misguided late 90s political correctness is an insult to those men and women who make sexuality a part of their aesthetic. And then on her site, she says, here's the thing. Sexuality is not about objectifying women. Actually, or actual sexuality is being sexual. Drooling over cosplay women, calling them girls, and suggesting that their fandom and cosplaying are just there to get you off. That's not sexuality, that's just being gross. So she says to him, please, sexuality does not mean turning women into objects and conceiving of their fandom as existing solely for your fantasies. Sexuality implies some agency on their part. Cosplayers are awesome for being sexy combos of my favorite things is gross. And then another girl says, cosplayers are awesome for being passionate fans, not for getting somebody's rocks off. So back to Simon Pegg says back to her, still,
oh my gosh, JR.
He says, still, it was not my intention to offend, and I am against the objectification of women when the intention is malicious. Chums? I don't know what he means by that. Maybe friends? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the chum.
Everybody?
It's not the blood gods. They're the fish gods.
I know that. So she goes on to say, when the intention is not malicious, it still affects women and cosplayers. If you're actually against it, apologize. I research cosplay and I do it myself. I've spoken with women who are hurt by this kind of attitude or won't cosplay because of it. They don't feel welcome as members of the geek community. That is truly sad. And then she says, just on her site again, I thought I might actually be getting somewhere, so I tried to appeal to the side of him that might not be, or that might not want women to feel excluded from geek communities. I tried to point out that there is actual harm in this kind of nonsense, and his response was bullshit. Are you seeing a pattern? Because I was. He may have called my feminism outdated 90s shit, but his thinking is really like that. Sexism counts, even when you don't offend the woman in question, or if you don't do it on purpose. And he says, no, because I do not believe that I offended a single one of those cosplayers who and along to help us shoot our film that day. And then the other, some other girl said, you offended this cosplayer. When I look sexy or geeky, I do it for me, not you. And then he said, it was not aimed at anybody but them. What you infer your issue is not mine. You're simply, I don't know this word, harangue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me now. And that's like that.
Well, I was going to say that from the sounds of this, I wasn't going to use the word haranguing, but from what I see here is a chick. I'm going to use that word chick. I see a woman who is a reporter. I'll use that term loosely based on what I've read, what I've heard here, who saw a chance to get some spotlight by going after someone who is well known, like very well known, and basically
my parents know who Simon Pegg is.
Yeah, going after him. Yeah. For something he says just to get some spotlight.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I'm sure her website hits her fucking But I'm sure her website hits her way the fuck up right now because of this entire thing, and she's happy and rejoiceful about it. And here's the thing, is the people who replied to it as well agreeing with her, you know what? I can, you know, start drama bullshit with somebody that's complete crap. There's always going to be somebody to agree with me because they can't stay out of shit when they don't know anything about it. They got to jump on a bandwagon. And even if they're fucking following Simon Pegg and they're a big fan of his and they just see, ooh, I can get into a conversation, he'll talk directly to me. Boom, I'm going to jump in here and insult him as well. This is just some stupid idiot trying to get their website hits up.
Yeah.
So
what I kind of laugh about is in the About Me section it says, immoral, vulgar, gay-loving feminist. Also, a geek gamer, atheist, and science fiction fan. I run a feminist Doctor Who blog. And then she
How can you mix feminism with Doctor Who?
So we got a man.
Exactly. Okay.
Attack him in.
The Doctor is in. If you know what I mean. Yeah. What the fuck? Come on.
What I really enjoyed was the fact that she pointed herself out to be gay loving. That's like me saying that I love all black people. I love all Asians. Like it's.
It's pointless.
So I'm a Blasian lover.
I don't love all of anyone.
Like, if I'm saying that I love all black people, that's still me being racist.
Yeah.
Her saying that she's gay-loving, so you don't care if they're assholes or not, just as long as they're gay, you're going to love them. It's okay for you to be like that, but it's not okay for Simon Pegg to appreciate a woman that's dressed as his favorite character.
The person is a complete fucking moron. I'm gonna say that.
I was so fucking pissed off.
I gotta take my stance on this one. I don't care who I piss off, who agrees with her. I really don't give a shit because if you agree with her, after reading that and you know damn well why she did it, it's somebody ladder climbing, then you're just as guilty of being a fucking douchebag as she is.
Well, on top of that, nobody made them dress up as that certain character.
Yeah.
They can dress up as any character.
No, no, no. They came along for the video. She said they were dressed up.
Okay, they did it on purpose.
So, yeah.
Well, no, no, no. I think they were actually dressed up like that, their own free will, but then Simon Pegg ended up shooting maybe a short film or something like that they were actually a part of. The thing is, you don't show up for a fucking Comic-Con convention or any geeky convention whatsoever dressed up as Slave Leia. And the,
She was Sex Slave Leia. 70s. That was the point. Yeah.
And you don't expect somebody to look at you. They do it to have people look at them.
Exactly.
If you take this a step further, looking at media the way they portray cosplay, I follow a lot of gaming blogs, and one of the ones that I do like most of the time, and I like watching Kotaku just because there's so many different writers. I only agree with about half of them, but they have a whole section that just does cosplay photos, and half the cosplay photos they do, now they do the really, really bad cosplay photos, but they also do the really sexy cosplay photos. Just like that one where it was the nude girl without the nipples that did the Deus Ex.
Oh, I love those photos. Those are awesome. They're artistic as shit, yeah.
But, you know, they do that, and then they follow a lot of Japanese thing. Japanese stuff, because it's a play on otaku.
Like that girl who did The Witch from Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant, dude. It was
amazing. We saw a witch at PAX that did really fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw a lot of people when we've been at conventions and stuff like that that obviously they're doing it because they thought, hey, A, this was hot, and B, it's something I enjoy. So
it's also the skill. It's the skill in the art that goes into actually making it.
Like, there's more to a cosplay outfit, even a good one that's just wanting people to look at them, more to it than just being slutty, because you can see a slutty girl anyway.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you're dressing up as that person. And one thing that I brought up on my Facebook was the fact that you say that you're not doing this for other people, you're doing it for yourself.
Well, stay at home.
You could have, no, like, there are different...
Come outside.
There are
go
other...
stare in a damn mirror. Don't come out inside of thousands of people and say, why are you looking at me? And walk around in a cardboard box like freaking Splinter Cell, right?
Or like, I'm sorry.
You're freaking solid as snake over here in your box. Exclamation point over your damn head. Stop looking at me. Okay, they're gone. Okay, cool. Now I'm creeping.
But no, like, There are numerous other costumes that they could have chosen that were just Leia costumes.
But it's the
they
fandom.
Didn't have to go with that one.
They
knew that they were going to be looked at. They knew that they were going to be gawked at. Yeah. They don't have a fucking problem with it because they're women and they understand that they look good.
No,
that's why they did it.
I was going to say, it was Slave Leia if he had Bounty Hunter Leia when she rescues Han from Jabba's palace. If they were all dressed up as Bounty Leia, it'd still be just as cool, but you probably wouldn't have heard somebody fucking go off on his ass for me, because they're not showing any skin.
Or
I would have liked to have seen what would have happened if it was Bounty Hunter Leia. Yeah. Bounty Hunter Leia. Let's go with that. Bounty Hunter Leia.
Well, there's still people
so
who think that hot.
Stupid.
That is hot. I think it's fucking hot with a mask thing, with a vocoder. That was cool.
Well,
and
there were
shit.
People dressed up like that, too.
Yeah. But if it had been a picture with nothing but the Bounty Hunter Leias, and he made that comment, would that fucking poor excuse of a journalist actually gone off on the same tangent and harangued him, we'll use that word, or would they have simply, you know, just gone off browsing fucking Twitter to find somebody else to use as their cash cow? So
anyways, anybody else have anything to add to that?
Bitch, that's what I say. Yeah. That's my final thought on it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I follow about the same as what you guys are saying. Cosplay is both condemned and redeemed by a single picture.
Yeah, it's true.
One picture and you see Sailor Moon that's like 500 pounds.
Sailor Saturn. See...
But you're still going to say that's a damn good Sailor Moon outfit even on the moon itself.
Yeah.
Well, then you go up into the next one, you see a lollipop chainsaw.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
But, and then you got, you know, they're not going to this as themselves. They're dressing up. Every girl on the planet at one point in time has used makeup. I mean, 99% of them. They go outside, you put on makeup before you go outside. Yeah. You do, because you care about what people think about you.
The Amish.
Well, you know what I mean.
There's a natural thing going on right
but
now.
But you know what I mean, though. You wear makeup and stuff. You want to look good for other people. You're trying to look good. So this is an exaggeration on that.
For me.
Yeah, you put makeup on for yourself, really, on a day when you're sick there with a flu, 103 fever, and you're dying and eating chicken soup and vomiting up crackers. You're putting on makeup because you care what you look at in front of your freaking Oprah or some shit? You don't. You don't give a damn. You don't, for yourself.
But
you're going to go outside,
the second you get up,
you're not taking your sweatpants and your wife beater. Or your
whatever. Oh, we're in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, but I was, yeah, you know, having one of my friends, you know, was out of country when he was younger, and he said nobody will go outside without their hair gelled and, you know, dressed up because people will talk shit about you. You're like, oh, look at them. They're not, you know, they're not all dressed up, but here, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We're going to wear a freaking torn up shirt and some cut off shorts. We don't care. But that's like an American thing, but chicks still put on makeup.
We say, yeah, because America.
America.
Yeah, dress like shit.
So, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to kind of go off what Holly's saying here. And there was a... Everybody here probably knows who MC Chris is. And
no.
Well, that guy does have jets.
Yeah. Life is a bitch, and I'm her pimp.
So, for the most part, I like MC Chris pretty well. But at a recent show, a writer for a small site kind of like ours, called Gameboat.com, posted a quick tweet. And he basically said he was heckling the main act, or not the main act, the opening act. And he said, "Dear nerd rapper opening for Power Glove / MC Chris, you're not good enough to pander to me. Better luck next time." And so he put that on his Twitter. Now, he doesn't have a lot of followers. He has under 1,000. And he posted this, and MC Chris, whatever the hell his last name is, saw it on Twitter, and then when he got up on stage, kicked him the fuck out of his show because he was heckling the main act.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it's awesome or not, because all the guy was doing, he really likes MC Chris, and he wanted to see the show, but he's like, dude, I just posted something on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's kind of an asshole move, if you ask me. I mean, a lot of us like the music, but after hearing that, it's like, can I not say something bad about something? And I guess there's a pattern here with MC Chris.
Yeah.
In the past, doing similar things. Like, can we not just say stuff? Obviously, it's his show, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants. But, seriously, take a little criticism. Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And his... MC Chris's response was, "I was trying to protect my friends." He's like, "We're all nerds together. We all grew up with people hating on us. I got to protect my friends." And so he kicked this dude out of the show. And since then, he's apologized to the dude on like Facebook or something like that. But I still think it's kind of a shitty thing to do.
Hmm. Dude needs to get a plane trip out to a free show.
Take this, though, Nos. Okay, think of this: it's your show. You got this. You know, you got Tiltcast going on.
Yeah.
You have Victor on, or you have Rex, and someone's like, "Yeah, I like your show a lot, but this doucher Victor, he's a real cocksucker."
You would never be on the show again.
Well, see, that's your idea, but you know what I mean. Screw you.
Anyway, well, here's a question. Was the guy opening, was he backstage crying afterwards?
No, he saw, MC Chris saw
him backstage. I know, but I'm just saying, did the guy come off stage and goes, "Hey, dude, check this out," and he just started crying, and that's when he went out there and did it? Or?
No, it's just, the guy was saying when I got the story from Kotaku, they interviewed him, he was like, "Dude, he was just reusing a bunch of old beats, and it sucked. It felt really generic."
No.
I didn't really get into it, and I thought like he was just playing off my nerd rage. And since he was playing off my nerd rage and just kind of following the footsteps of MC Chris and doing something kind of unoriginal, I didn't like it. I can respect that opinion.
Yeah.
He should be able to post something on Twitter and not kicked off fucking stage. It's not like he said, "You guys should all die, I'm going to fucking beat your brains in." He just said, "I don't like the main act." I don't know. But he wrote something a little bit snarky. It wasn't that big of a deal. But I get your point. Like, if somebody said something about Rex or Vic or you or Holly and said, "Hey, they're a fucking douchebag," whatever, I like everything about your show except for Holly, I'd be like, "Well, fuck you. You don't have to listen." But that's probably what I'd say. You don't have to listen.
You wouldn't try to block their IP from downloading the freaking show, though.
What I would usually tell somebody is, like, you know, playing shows in the past, if somebody, you know, told me they didn't like the band I had slated to open for the group, I'd say, then show up late.
Well, and it's like, I remember playing shows and doing things like that, and we get people that heckle us all the time. It's like, "Well, you fucking suck, so have fun with that."
Yeah, but I usually tell
them. But I wouldn't point him out. This guy, MC Chris, called him by name out of the fucking crowd in the middle of the show and said, "You need to get the fuck out." Yeah. And had security escort him out the door.
Yeah.
That's crappy.
Oh, that's kind of humiliating.
That's publicly humiliating. And I think that's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
If somebody heckled me, I'd just been like, "Well, I'm having fun up here. What are you doing? You're in a crowd and you pay to see my show."
Here's the thing: is when you're a musician, when you're a musician or an artist or whatever,
you kind of get a thick skin.
Well, you have to be open for criticism. Otherwise, you can't really call yourself an artist or a musician, because then you're just better off playing in your room to yourself. And people can try and say, "Well, so what? MC Chris publicly humiliated this guy for what he said, but I mean, he publicly humiliated the fucking rapper, on his fucking Twitter." It's like, well, he critiqued him. He didn't really say anything really bad, other than it's just, "You're not good enough to pander to me. Better luck next time." That's not calling him out in front of a bunch of people, calling him a fucking douchebag, rip-off artist, piece of shit, he just basically stated a fucking opinion. And you have to be willing to take that when you are a musician. And if somebody really does get underneath your fucking skin about it, just tell them, hey, you know what, next time just show a fucking light. I'll be off the stage at 10:30. Yeah, simple enough.
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, MC Chris has been around a really long time.
Yeah.
I think you should have a thicker skin by now. That's my opinion. You know, grow a pair. I like you, MC Chris, but that's kind of ridiculous. But
also, he could have been drunk as shit, too, when he did it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we all say stupid shit, or anybody that's played live has said some stupid shit on stage, but I still think it's kind of ridiculous. That would ruin MC Chris for me forever if I got humiliated in front of thousands of people. I'd be like, fuck you, MC Chris, I am going to ruin you.
Even after that story, I'd still go see him. It would be amazing, and I'd sing every lyric with him, scream, be wasted, but it's still kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just completely ruined one of your fans forever.
Yeah.
But anyways, stupid shit there. Anybody else got any other news? Because I got a bit that I need to go through.
No, I don't. No.
All right, I'm going to run through some really quick stuff, and I got one last piece. Mass Effect multiplayer DLC is out as of yesterday. Yay. There's a Torchlight ripoff that just came out, and I wanted to show some people this because there's an iPad game out called, let me pull it up, Armed Heroes. Armed Heroes came out for iOS, and apparently it looks like they ripped off a lot of the assets for Torchlight. And if you look at these images, I don't know if you guys can see this, but basically there's several sites out there that are showing images from both games, and you can see that's pretty obvious that that's the hard assets. Long story short, the guy that said that, one of the guys from Torchlight pointed out and said, hey, you're using our shit. What the fuck? And somebody else from the makers of Armed Heroes came back and said, oh, no, we didn't really do it. We draw from similar genres. Like, we draw a lot from Diablo and World of Warcraft and things like that. The thing is this looks exactly like it. It's not even similar. It's exactly like it.
Just that guy is the fucking dead mage right there.
Yeah,
is the exact. He just doesn't have
yeah.
in front of him. It's like no. It's just just similar. You know, influence.
Like, you can look here. There's several characters, and I'll post a link to.
Oh,
it,
look at the little fucking boy at the top, dude.
It's the same model. The outfit's even the same.
How many people wear lederhosen in games?
They can't even change the damn color.
Seriously, he's got little fucking blonde hair.
He's rocking some lederhosen.
Yeah. With some lederhosen.
No, it's not even like. You know,
not even similar. It's exactly the same.
Remember Grandma's boy when he goes up there? He's like, "How about we just change the color of some of the outfits, and then we can completely not rewrite a bunch of these levels."
It's like, well, you know, the L's look exactly the same as on level 3 as they do on level 7. Yeah. Well, let's just render them a different color, save some time. Yeah, it's just like, I mean, come on.
That was a good idea.
The little boy at the top is just the dead giveaway. You're like, seriously, how many little fat, pudgy, fucking Swedish boys in lederhosen roam around in a game involving death mages and stuff like that? Only one.
So the mechanics are different in both games, and that one thing is different, but the art assets are very similar.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, no, we named him Franz.
So what level is Goku pop up in? When do they steal Goku? This is his Super Saiyan level 2 form. Come on. Yeah. He didn't even go 4 in this. It's not the same.
Is the main character named Keon Lennedy?
I don't know. Keon Lennedy. Nice. Yeah. So other news that I got, real quick. Sweater, executive producer, laid off last Tuesday. There are some rumors. There are rumors. They lost 100,000 subs, or 500,000 subs, out of the 1.5 million they've had. So they've lost a third of their subs.
Damn.
There's talk about it going free to play, which kind of sucks. I might get back into it. I'm having a hard time with MMOs right now, so that's the only reason I'm not playing it. I just, MMOs suck my life. And Steam sales. There's no way I'm going to get around an MMO in the next month. Other things. There's possibly a Mass Effect single-player DLC in the works.
Finally.
And then the extended version is going to come out on Wii U. So the extended version of the extended cut, that's just going to be on disc.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I got anything else before I move on to this. Nope, okay. So last but not least bit of news. So we've been talking about girls in gaming and how they make them look sexy and not. Well, there's a new character in Borderlands 2. Named Ellie. Ellie's an engineer, and she sports something around a 60-inch waist. She is not hot at all. So I want to pull it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude, what if they gave her like double life and double damage? She still would not have as many people playing it.
She has a move called the Quarter Pounder.
Yeah.
She looks like
Pixie. It's Earthquake.
Yeah. There's Ellie.
Hey, guys.
She actually looks pretty badass. She's large and in charge, but I think she could smack that fuba down on some faces.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, Ellie. Ellie's a big girl. She is not sexy at all, so they're going the complete opposite of
She's using a wrench. Come on, the rest of them have guns at least.
If you're into potatoes and arms.
Sacks of potatoes. Let's get real, sacks of potatoes.
Well, I said I was writing out headlines for this, and I said, well, she's the exact opposite of Lilith. Sexy.
Oh, no, Lilith.
Unless you're into BBW, so or BMWs.
Well, I'm sorry, you've got the siren and then you've got the lighthouse that's attached to you. Which one do you want to be? Is this one?
We can always tell him Vic's drinking because he's loud.
He actually made a good fucking joke for a change. You got the siren or the lighthouse attached to you. That's good.
Hey Vic, that deserves a high five. Yeah.
Are you referencing Siren?
Sorry,
guys. Class at
sorry, I needed a drink after work today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but were you referencing Siren being the class at Lilith?
Yeah, that's
okay, just making sure.
Who are you talking to here?
No, just making sure. No, that's why I was laughing. Sorry, I was like, I hope to God that's what he meant.
He's played since fair share of Borderlands.
Yeah, that's a funny shit.
So that's pretty much all I got for news. I was going to move on to our question. Did anybody else have that pulled up?
No.
Okay, I'll pull up the questions. Somebody say something.
So you just want to pull up like all of our Facebooks and stuff like that because I've got it on mine too.
Okay, pull it up.
Well, you.
Okay. I got
my
the
phone,
PC.
My phone's
about
dead.
So pull it up. We said last week, what video game character you guys think fits your personality? Victor, I'm just going to ask you, what video game character would you be?
Video game character?
Yeah. Because we got Yuffie over here to my right. I'm apparently Gimli from every Lord of the Rings game, and Trent over here is the coach.
Does Rex have one yet?
Rex is thinking. I can see the face. Do I need to come back to you?
Come back to me.
I give him Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's harsh. I'm not going to do
Rex?
Yeah.
Rex? No. He's nerdy of a different color. I'm not going to say
you guys that. Think of one that might spark one for me, but I'm thinking.
So I'm going to go with some other people. So Chuck from Elseworld said Raz from Psychonauts.
One of the greatest games ever made.
Hey, it is a good game. Also, we had a few comments on that as well. I'm just pulling up the rest here. Come on.
I have his.
Okay, we're going to start with his.
Yeah.
So Scott, who's been on the show many a time, one of our former red shirts, said, I don't think any one of them really fits my personality. That said, you guys know me. Which one do you think fits me, Trent?
Scott, if you're listening, Scott, it took me, 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Skype when you messaged me. Earthworm Jim. But it's a double whammy. It's not just personality, it's also appearance. So, Earthworm Jim.
Slender guy.
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim is awesome, though.
Yeah,
I gotta say, it's kind of a compliment.
He's about as cool as Stretch Armstrong.
So,
his arms stretch out forever. Anyways.
Let's see. Casey, he says, Mario. I always seem to be saving someone, and I like to think I'm a nice guy. And I'm not really a plumber.
But he's a greasy Italian.
Well, he cut his hair.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he finally
freaked
did?
Me out.
Nice.
He looks like he's back in the military.
I haven't seen it. Super short. Oh, God. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, and then Scott replied to that, always finding she's actually off somewhere else, too. What are you getting at there?
Nice.
Princess Peach, but...
Yeah.
Peach.
Peach. That's not sexual or anything.
Maybe they should have a problem with that.
Yeah, they should. Always running around
Peach.
With Koopas and stuff.
Yeah, what a slut.
That's some, like, you know, trans species.
Can't believe
yeah,
they would portray a princess that way.
Yeah.
Princess Peach.
Banging lizards.
Princess Vagina.
That's satanic, almost.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So anyways, some of the guys sent some emails in to answer the question as well as the other things. Victor, do you still have yours yet? Keep thinking about
it. Is there an Archer video game?
No.
Oh, would he be Archer?
I give him Wedge.
Sterling Archer?
No, he gets Wedge from Final Fantasy. Any Final Fantasy.
Wedge?
Wedge?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, addicted to porn and always saying... Addicted to porn, always saying really sexual like shit. Real thing. You know, it's like...
Hey, we're in the same video game together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rex, you think of anything
yet?
No, that was... That's even better. Let's make it good.
Actually, probably Pritchard from the new Deus Ex.
You like to think of yourself as Pritchard.
Little tech guy, little mouthy. Probably can suck a dick. Yeah, all right.
hold on. He could be Otacon.
No, I give him Pritchard. Oh,
he does kind of look like Otacon.
You could be Otacon.
But this is personality.
And he was always awesome.
Otacon.
Otacon is really smart and very...
Post-crying over Sniper Wolf.
Where he's in the closet, or he's in the little thing, like, as he's pissed himself.
Yeah, because I just shot her on the ground.
so you're like Pritchagon. Pritchagon. You're a mixture of the two.
Pritchagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
A little more snarky than Otacon.
You wanna...
Otacon.
You wanna, have your little...
Yeah. Like, wow, that was so, like, gangster.
He's a gangster.
Yeah. Oh, that smoking hole in your ass isn't making any noise anymore.
It's like, maybe you'll actually save some people this time. You're like, oh, bitch. Yeah, so... oh, man, I hate Pritchard. he's a nice guy, but yeah, in the end.
I still don't know who you would be.
I just told you, Wedge. Play some more Final Fantasy.
That's rough.
I've never played any of them.
Play some Final Fantasy.
I don't even know who
I am. I don't take offense, but I'm not a piece of shit.
Play Final Fantasy 8. I didn't say he was a piece of shit. No, I just say he's always saying weird shit. So just play Final Fantasy 8. He fits that Wedge perfectly.
Or he'd be Duke Nukem.
I almost thought that earlier. I was like...
Duke Nukem actually gets two girls a second stick.
Yeah,
not take him to court.
That's true.
So,
I'll bring my camera next time.
Actually, you know, if we could get Vic on steroids and give him that haircut, he might be able to pull it off.
Gain him up 50 pounds.
Yeah. So Vic is Duke Nukem.
Okay, wait. What about Captain America before he becomes Captain America?
Oh, come on.
Out.
You got something here, you chew.
Look at that.
No. Can bench more than you weigh.
Get that out of here. Captain America before he becomes Captain America.
Steve Rogers. So, going on that theme, we got some emails and some people wanted to answer it. Email form as well as give us some other things. So, Glenn Wiggum wrote in. He said, hey guys, a couple of things. I'll keep this brief as I'm on the plane on my way to Amsterdam. Thanks again. Fucking jealous as shit.
Yeah.
He's in Detroit.
Where the hell are you typing on there?
He says, thank you for the concern in developing the app for Gauntlet. I am working on that. Wink, wink. I should be working on it more this weekend. I'm definitely looking forward to it. To answer the question of the week, Holly could be Jill Valentine. As for myself, to my own character, I'm still thinking, and I sent out some feelers. Feel free to pick one for me. I also have a question for everyone there. Super cool friend and I are doing Run for Your Life, zombie-themed 5K, in Missouri in August. I wanted to make t-shirts to wear, but have trouble with ideas. If you guys can come up with something funny and riddled with innuendo, I'll take them and wear it with tiltcast.com, the T, as well. If you want to throw it to the listeners, I'd be cool with that as well. Thanks for guys making me laugh and keep the boredom away as I'm running and working out. Keep up the good work, Glenn. P.S. Just reached level 42 with my barbarian on hell.
Yes.
I'm a little behind everyone else since I can't seem to access the U.S. server, but feel free to pop in. So he gave his Diablo tag. I'm going to add him.
Nice.
I don't know if he's talking about me, because I know, like, we're supposed to be doing the Run for Your Life thing. I don't know if I'm...
We had a zombie walk.
Oh, are you gonna go?
Yeah.
So we got to come up with a t-shirt really fast.
That's easy.
So we can come up with a couple of t-shirts for Glenn to wear.
Would be awesome.
Do a badger style?
I don't know. He's
zombie
wanting
badger?
something very innuendo.
Yeah, let me just...
Play with it at Photoshop at work?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, not at work, but here, yeah.
I already got a good idea.
They monitor my computer.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
They monitor everyone.
So he throws out his gamer tags, which we should add. And speaking of that, gamer tags from last week, I will add you. I just forgot. From Ian, to the nasty one, the rabbit antelope, not Mike, just Vic. The sleepy fuck badger who only gives a shit if it involves encapping someone. To answer your question, that is my question. In HS high school, I was nicknamed Pete Venkman by an ex-girlfriend, but I guess I could settle on Ellis if he was from Chicago. So we called him Ellis last week.
Yeah, he knows he's Ellis.
Good old Ghostbusters.
As for my questions, when I was sitting on the dock of the bay yesterday, literally just wasting time, I was thinking about music, namely how much what I listen to isn't exactly recent. Seeing how 2/3 of the cast is musicians, do you feel that anything new today is worth listening to?
Yeah, there's some stuff. Yeah.
Well, you really like I Am I, Who Am I?
I Am I, Who Am I? Also known as I Am Bounty, or just I Am, the Swedish internet Mormon band with Jonah Lee and her husband.
Yeah. I need to pick that up. I've been listening to it with you in the car. Oh, it's pretty good shit.
Buy that CD, man. It's like worth it. It's a CD-DVD combo for like $20.
I might pick that up. It's pretty good.
Man. Yeah. And the DVD, their videos are just fucking perfect.
Well, I haven't found anything that's kind of minimalistic electronic stuff that I liked in a long time since Massive Attack.
That's very minimalistic stuff.
And like old Massive Attack, like Mezzanine and stuff like that I used to really dig. And I haven't found anything new that I like.
Yeah, I have like Mezzanine and all that other. I have like probably about 70 Mass Effect tracks on my iPod and my car.
Well, I remember like every birthday I used to have back when you had the house, I'd always request you spend it at least once.
Yeah.
Spend something off Mezzanine.
Yeah.
But I got some other comments for that. Victor, anything new that you've been listening to?
Ooh. Nothing specific. I mean, a ton of different, just random crap, but I don't, nothing particular. Nothing. I mean, I've got my Pandora going crazy.
That's adding new.
I've got new stuff going on, and I don't have time to stop working in time to go to, like, ooh, thumbs up.
We all kind of listen to different stuff.
Ian?
That's Ian, yeah.
Okay. Ian, is he on Facebook?
No.
Ian, get on Facebook and you can look at my activity feed for Spotify. Just no, I'm telling him to get on Facebook, not to be on
Facebook. Let's make him a Facebook and email him his password and username. Done. Ian, and you are now created. You
will be Facebook. A picture of Ellis.
Yeah, that's right. But Spotify is one of the greatest things. I use that for gaming a lot as well as working. You'll see stuff like if I have sloppy seconds on there, I'm playing Minecraft.
That'll play the next question.
Yeah.
Rex, what about you? Anything new you've been listening to, or
like Trent? I'm a Spotify or I have Sprint, so I just stream it through my phone all day.
Any new artists in particular?
Actually, I've been going through a bunch of new trance stuff. I gotta go back through.
Fair enough.
You should check out the presets if you like trance stuff.
Presets is good.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to new artists, if that's what he's talking about, something like just fairly recent, I would say like the Neon Trees are actually really good, and then like the Black Keys. I know the Black Keys aren't new, but they're fairly new.
Not bad. I saw them at a weird concert. I saw them opening up for Clutch.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense at all.
Was that like 6-7 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I think I was there.
Yeah, I was there. I was in the wrong mood for Black Keys.
If you're
looking for new artists, then whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to speed through this. I have a couple of things that I've been listening to. I like a lot of really heavy shit on top of everything else. Between the Buried and Me is the best heavy band out there right now, and they're new-ish. They're more new in the spotlight. It's new for me because I've been listening to music for 20 years. Dillinger Escape Plan's been around for a while. Fucking love them. Moving on to his next part of his question, though. Playing Left 4 Dead 2 on campaign mode, I was jamming to Burn by Deep Purple. And speaking of, Deep Purple, John, what's-his-face died?
Yeah.
That's a pretty badass song to listen to during a shooter. Do you guys, and Badgers, have any songs you like to listen to while gaming? And does it change based on the genre of the game? You just said sloppy seconds and you're playing Minecraft.
It depends on the game. Because with Minecraft, I don't really need to hear anything, so I can listen to really just loud garage punk, like 80s and 90s garage punk, like Sloppy Seconds or the Queers or the Vandals, stuff like that.
So I listen a little bit. I listen to Fugazi when I play Minecraft.
Yeah. It changes. I listen to Jesus and Mary Jane as well. You know, that's one part of the big.
Rock, like garage rock or
punk
rock for me goes really good to
blues rock as well, like Jesus and the Mary. If it's something like most shooter games, I don't listen to music in games like Left 4 Dead or Deus Ex.
Because you need to hear the sound of things.
It's an environmental kind of game, so you need to pay attention to what's going on.
Well, you hear the witch in the background or whatever, you hear the smokers and things like that, so there's certain cues.
With overhead strategy, though, that's mainly when I do listen to music when I'm playing games, and then I'll just kind of cue up all kinds of random shit. And it's like, I is one of my favorite bands to listen to while playing games. David Bowie, the Teddy Bears, Pixies every once in a while.
Pixies.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific tracks?
By who? Which one?
It's a Minecraft-specific track.
Oh, Minecraft-specific. I Want to Make It with a Den Mother by Sloppy Seconds is a great one to fucking do Minecraft to, as well as, Killing Myself. Which is one of my favorite songs, just about how like every day of your life you're killing yourself, you know, just drinking, boozing constantly.
So
a lot of sloppy seconds.
I'll stop you there, Victor. Name two tracks you like to listen to in what games?
Oh, honestly, Keen believe it or not, in Forza Motorsport, when I'm racing, I get too sweaty and too into it. So I got to like listen to something completely just
mellow.
Chills my freaking adrenaline. Yeah. So I listen to Keen, pretty much anything on there, you know, either first or second CD. They're all good. I'll just let the hobby out the whole things on my Xbox. I'm just like play on playlist, and it's like I'm just listening to freaking piano going along, and I'm just like doo doo doo, or any Mozart or crazy. For some reason, in the rain, I like to drive around, slide around turns, e-brake locked. You know, my old Subaru all drives, burning all four tires. The most fun in the world. Everything's in slow motion when you know orchestra's going and crazy stuff like that.
So,
but also if I'm like in a fighting game or anything like where I need adrenaline, then Rise Against. All day long, just blast it.
Fair enough. Rex? Two tracks.
Two specific tracks. If I'm in an RPG adventure style game, I actually like the new Nightwish album.
Fair enough.
Storytale and Tears Back. And if I'm doing something that's kind of strategy, I like something slower. I really don't have anything specific. But just because otherwise you get too
frenetic.
Yeah, too like you're on seven Red Bulls.
Yeah, like Portishead is a really good RTS.
Oh, that's
yeah,
I gotta do some Portishead.
I do that with Defense Grid. I'll put Portishead on.
I do listen to some new kind of Latino music now after playing a bunch of Tropico.
Yeah. It's like, Holly, two tracks.
I don't listen to music while I play.
Elitist.
Anyway,
no.
I don't listen.
I just get distracted if I'm listening to the music and I can't pay attention to the story.
Oh no, these are there any games like Minecraft where there's really no story? I know you're usually on chat, but you know stuff like that where there's really no story. Because when it is a story based game, I do not listen to music. When it's something that I need the atmospheric sounds to know what's going on, I won't listen. But if it's RTS or overhead, you know, just bullshit.
Well, it
like
depends.
That.
It depends on the game. Like when I'm playing single player Diablo, I'm listening Between the Buried and Me specifically. Mm-hmm. Long ass album. I can't even say the whole
word. I don't listen to anything.
But if I was going to go with specific songs, I really like Dillinger Escape Plan, Option Paralysis, the whole album, anytime I'm playing Diablo. It's so in your face, so amazingly obtuse. I really like it.
You got a great body, but your record collection sucks by Sloppy Seconds. That's a great fucking song.
I want to say, when I'm building a Minecraft, like I said, Fugazi is a good one, and then when I want to get something really complicated, I listen to something overly complex, like Animals as Leaders or something like that. So.
Covenant is actually really good when you're doing RTS as well. If you're doing like Northern Lights, kind of laid back, mellow.
I can see
for the later track show. So
I tend to go, the more my brain has to think, I guess the more complex I go. Mm-hmm. So that's how it works for me.
Also Terry Jacks.
Seasons in the Sun. Keeping in lastly, last chance for Dark Knight Returns predictions. What do you got?
Predictions for what?
Is it going to be good or not?
It's going to be awesome.
I've heard a lot of people blasting back and forth.
Rotten
like,
Tomatoes had a really weird review for it, where 91 rated it good and 7 rated it really awful.
There were death threats. Did you not hear about that?
Well, yes. There were some death threats from fans that got pissed about it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I read a review on the LA Times today. That gave it a glowing review. It's Nolan, man, and Nolan bringing together the end of a series.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty fucking excited. But with that, we're going to do a quick question, and it's playing off of Ian's questions here. What songs do you like to listen to while playing games?
Yep.
Name a track, name a game. There you go. So.
Or genre of game.
For Gauntlet, we didn't really talk about that because it's not happening till next week. We'll find something.
We talked about it last week. We're doing Coldstream, Left 4 Dead.
Okay, there you go. Coldstream Left 4 Dead, the 28th of July.
Yep.
So with that, you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/tiltcast. You can find us on Facebook if you search Tiltcast. You can find us on Stitcher if you search Tiltcast. And we need more people to get on Stitcher because, hey, that'll help promote us. And it'll actually bump us up so other people see us in gaming podcasts. If you can write a review for us on iTunes, we'd love it because that also helps our ratings and helps people find us. Facebook is where we post everything. Holly is now in charge of Facebook and will be posting all sorts of stuff when she thinks of it.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's fucking opinionated, so.
Yeah. We also have 87 right now.
Yeah, we need a little few more for the cinnamon challenge.
If you guys can give us 13 more.
I'm craving some cinnamon here.
Before
on,
Victor has to leave.
I know, right? I'm just going to, like, do it on my own.
Before we hit season 3, and season 3 we have a lot in store for you guys. which we're not talking about on the show because I know I'm making promises still have anything.
Just give us 13 more. We'll do the cinnamon challenge, and it's going to be terrible.
But it'll be funny.
Terribly awesome.
It'll be funny. It's, you get to watch four people.
Five
people. Wait, are you getting
five
in on it?
Five people.
It's a teaspoon. On it. Teaspoon of cinnamon?
It's a spoonful.
Spoonful?
Whatever spoons we grab out of Nasa's drawer.
No, it's fucking... If you watch any of the videos of people doing it, it's awful.
It's horrible. You're going to dread it. Don't watch it. It'll make you not
so you're going to be able to watch...
I will not even sweat it.
Four to five people doing it at the same time. That's like a cinnamon orgy.
It is. And afterwards will be also a cinnamon orgy. Cinnamon covered orgy. Sorry.
It's going to get messy.
It's going to get messy.
Always does.
So, also, you can find us at tiltcast.com. And, of course, you don't want to forget to plug our friends. We got carouselpodcast.com. We got Elseworlds Podcast. Doing a show tomorrow night at AMC. We have Dynamic Soundtrack. We have BMFcast.com and NoQuarters.net. We have For the Love of Gaming, which I recently posted the link for. You have extraplay.info, and of course we have our friends at tvgp.tv. They do good things. And, oh yeah, games that are coming out next week. Nothing. What is...
Oh God.
It's the summer of non-games. Get on Steam sales. Get on Xbox sales. But one thing you should be looking forward to is Orcs Must Die on PC at the end of the month. So 2 weeks from now, on the 30th, you get Orcs Must Die 2, and that's going to be amazing. Also, Deadlight's coming on Xbox Live, probably on that Friday. So that'll be like August something, I don't know. But anyways, there's not really anything else coming out. So don't sweat it. There's not much coming out. Focus on Steam sales. Focus on beating those games you haven't beat. Focus on Dawnguard. So with that, I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah.
Didn't forget anything, did I, Holly?
I don't think so.
All right.
Not that I can think of.
So, oh yeah, you can email us at teabag.tiltcast.com.
Sounds all right, good.
We're in the damn show.
Yeah. See you guys later.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
Laters.